10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Don't worry, just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, he will make your heavy light. Don't worry at all, worry at all. This love is always right on time. I've been trying to figure out my own way, trying to put it all on me. Weighed down by the pressure, without looking up, I know you see me. Cause on and on and on, you keep blessing me. But on and on and on, I keep worrying. Why I'm always running when you're telling me? You're telling me, don't worry. Just lay it down, it's not your fight. Don't worry, it'll be alright. Don't worry, it will make your heavy light. Right.
9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You know she from Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Like James Bond in my black tuxedo. Sauce outside cooling. I've been incognito.
Yeah, always spin up bread. Baby, I'm no cheapo. Shout out Uncle Billy. He just beat the chemo.
Pretty Spanish mommy. And she call me Chico. She said, come on, stars. I said, me no speak.
Yeah, fake it till you make it. I call that placebo. God, Father, Son, and Spirit. That's the three amigo. Ay, woke up in the morning, I just did my Devo. That's the way I doodle on my ego.
Yeah,
I think I just might have disappointed Primo. Dang.
That's okay, we just did this for the people.
Feeling sorry for yourself, like, poor me. Pour me, pour me a glass of coquito.
8 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the dial. She want revival, ever since I had swung viral. She been trying to add some titles, entitled. She don't let me know at the...
Are you being serious right now?
Wait, oh... Girl, now you wanna chat. I was 19 with no clue where I was at. I was way too down for the shorty in the back. Now I'm up, so you down, tryna swing around back. But don't text my phone, no, no. Mm-mm. Hit my girl, she could tell you how it go. Do a show in your city, I'ma overcharge. Tryna play games with me like it's King of Hearts. Now you wanna know what you missing. On the radio, and now you wanna listen. Need LASIK, you ain't got vision. About you one time, no.
Even when it's 7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Like ships in the night, you keep passing me by. We're just wasting time. Try to prove who's right. If it all goes crashing into the sea, if it's just you and me trying to find a light. Like ships in the night, letting cannonballs fly. Say what you mean and it turns to a fight. Fists fly from my mouth as it turns out. You're down the driveway, I'm on the couch. Chasing your dreams since the violent fifth grade. Trying to believe in your silent own way. Cause we'll be okay, I'm not going away. Like you watched it 14 as it went down the drain. And pops stayed the same and your mom swooped away. How many of our parents seem to make it anyway? We're just fumbling through the gray. Trying to find a heart that's not walking away.
6 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Take our final bow. Oh, it's our time to go. But at least we stole the show. At least we stole the show.
At least we stole the show.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
With my little white thing, funny how time change. Reminiscing days when it used to hit me with the cold shoulder like an ice age. I pray that the real never die, man. Never die, man. 'Cause when I look around at all of my dogs, we came out the right way. All my dogs, we came out the right way. Never switched up for a price range. And we lived up to the high, man. Used to bust jugs for a nice chain. Keep the circle closer, it's a tight game. Shawty, she so bad, I think I might hang. Let me put something in your life, man. Wish that my pops was here to see it now. Used to sit in the drop and kick a freestyle.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey. Anxiety inside of me, I think I might die. Losing time, I ain't even in my right mind. Turning 21, feeling like I'm 35. Even though I know it's early to worry, and I've been all on my own. Even when I'm home, taking care of myself and realizing that I'm grown. I got homies on my payroll, we tryna win. People who ain't in my circle tryna get in. Wanna make my parents proud, but then again, that could really wear you out. So in the end, I just wanna be my true self and not pretend. Gotta follow what's up in my heart with no regrets. I've been doing what I gotta do. Even when I feel tired, gotta follow through. They wanna tell me what to say like it's up to you, but I gotta keep it true, show it from my view. I ain't done growing up yet, yeah. I ain't done yet, I ain't done yet.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
On summer night, shadow that I can't define. Turn into a gaslight, kerosene. Love that felt like 17. Hurt me too.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
I just need a light in this dark place. Now I'm falling for you, hoping I survive the way down. Getting harder, trying to keep your life straight now. Think I'm getting lost in your mind games now. Games, games, don't you ever.
Just 30 more seconds.
Let's go. Y'all know how it is, though. Hit it out of here. I might have to
take this on the road. We go.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Well, for the first time since the 2022 Texas League Championship, the Frisco Rough Riders are back in Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back on the Frisco Rough Riders Baseball Network. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden. The reigning Texas League champs back in Wichita after they won the championship last September and now playing the first and only series here at Riverfront Stadium in 2023. This is a cross-divisional matchup between the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge. Frisco coming out off a series victory and now over 500 in the second half at 11-10. Wichita, meanwhile, is 9-12 in the second half. They do have the worst overall record in the Texas League at 37-52. On the hill today for the Rough Riders, getting his first start of the season, Aiden Anderson gets the ball for the Rough Riders. Bit of a bullpen game here to begin the series. Anderson, the 6-1 right-hander out of Beaumont, Texas, who has joined the Rough Riders partway through this season, coming up from the high A level. And this year has a 4.26 ERA, 0-2 on the year with the Rough Riders. Gets his 16th appearance of the season and his first start at either level here in 2023. Chad Donato is his counterpart with the Wind Surge. He's 1-5 on the season. His 10th start has an ERA of 8.59. A West Virginia product, former Mountaineer, drafted back in 2016 in the 11th round. Well, it's the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge going at it here today in game one of this six-game series and the first night game, a day game tomorrow here at Riverfront Stadium. We'll be joined by today's designated hitter in the starting lineup for the Rough Riders, Liam Hicks, who's had a really good stretch of late at the plate and showing some defensive versatility as well. Liam Hicks joins us when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Riverfront Stadium, everybody, on the Rough Riders pregame show ahead of Game 1 of this six-game series. We'll give the starting lineups now and come back with a Liam Hicks interview with Rough Riders first baseman in the starting lineup today. Liam Hicks, who joins us on the pregame show, and we'll be able to hear that in just a moment. The Rough Riders and the Wind Surge coming at it for Game 1 of this series with Aiden Anderson and Chad Donato, the starting pitchers today for each of those clubs. We begin with the, we'll go to Liam Hicks right now and come back with the lineups. Here is Rough Riders first baseman and DH, actually starting at DH today, Liam Hicks.
Oh, we're in Wichita, Kansas here, starting out a six-game series with the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge. We're joined on the pregame show by Liam Hicks, a catcher slash first baseman slash designated hitter, kind of been doing a few different roles here, Liam. We'll start there a little bit. How nice has it been to show some versatility a little bit? You hadn't really played first base for Frisco until recently. Now you get to DH a little bit now that there's three catchers on the roster. Is it nice to do a few different things defensively on each day when you come out to the ballpark?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I enjoy hitting the most, so I'll do anything to be able to get in the lineup and get at bats. So it's definitely nice having three catchers now, being able to kind of be in the lineup with another catcher at the same time. Definitely more opportunity for us.
Yeah. We've talked a little bit about your catching background, but take me back to when you really did start catching the most, since you are still predominantly wearing the mask and the gear and that sort of thing. So take me back to when you came more predominantly in youth leagues. When did you really become a catcher primarily?
I really didn't start catching fully until my last year of college. I kind of had been on and off in high school, and in JUCO it was on and off, and then my final year in college is when I caught pretty much every game, played some first, but that was kind of the big like introduction to catching. And then it's been a lot since pro ball. It's kind of been the main focus.
Yeah. In your travels with junior college ball and then going to Arkansas State, how much have you played baseball in the state of Kansas? Have you been out here very much? Did baseball take you through this part of the country very much?
Honestly, not too much. I played a lot in Missouri, which I know is close, a little bit closer. So a lot of like the Kansas City, Joplin, Missouri area, but really not too much in Kansas.
Yeah, that's good. What do you think of the park here and getting the lay of the land? What's your first impressions of this ballpark?
Really nice. I heard it's brand new. It looks like it. Definitely one of the better ones in the league. And it looks like it's a good place to hit. Hopefully when the sun goes down, it's still flying a little bit like it is in BP, but yeah. I'm excited.
Couple last things here with Liam Hicks on the pregame show. Go back to earlier in your season, you made up to the AA level, and now it's been a little while that you've gotten some time under your legs. You debuted against Wichita, so it's kind of relevant now that we're playing against the Wind Surge again. You had a home run as your first hit at the AA level, which is pretty fun to see. Now that you've gotten a little time to reflect on what AA baseball is like and see it day to day for a while now, most of the season now at this point, what are your memories right when you got here? Looking back on it, did it feel like your eyes were really wide open? It seemed you were comfortable at the plate, but tell me now, what were your memories of debuting here, getting your AA debut?
Definitely a little nervous coming in. Obviously, everyone kind of says that high A to AA is kind of a big jump, so definitely a little bit of nerves. But once I got to know all the guys on the team a little bit better and kind of found my role and got familiar with the pitchers, it's been awesome. I mean, it's been some of the most fun baseball I've had, and it's definitely a challenge, but I think this is kind of the part in your career where you realize Baseball's a really hard sport, yeah. And there's going to be ups and downs, and you kind of need to stay level-headed and be able to kind of be the same person on and off the field, whether you're doing well or doing bad.
Yeah. Well, enjoying that.
Well, there's Liam Hicks on the pregame show. Let's get to the starting lineups here before the national anthem and first pitch coming up at 7:05. Here is Ramon Borrego's lineups, the Wichita Wind Surge at home here at Riverfront Stadium. Leading off for Wichita and the shortstop is Brooks Lee, the number one prospect in the Twins organization. Deshaun Kersey bats second, the center fielder. Junior Severino hits third and plays third. Alex Isola is the cleanup man and first baseman. Tanner Schobel bats fifth and plays second base. Aaron Sabato is the DH and hitting sixth. Yoenir Fajardo is the right fielder. And then the eight-hole hitter is the left fielder, Jake Rucker. David Bonuelos bats ninth and catches. Leading off for Carlos Cardoza and the Frisco Rough Riders, Evan Carter plays center field today. Luis Angel Acuna joins him at the top of the order. He is the shortstop today, leading the team with 22 doubles. Thomas DeJacy bats third, and he also plays third, leading the team with a .310 batting average on the season. Trevor Hover plays left field tonight and is the cleanup hitter for the Rough Riders. Josh Hatcher bats fifth and plays first base. Liam Hicks, our pregame guest, is the designated hitter. He hits sixth today, hitting .241 on the season, including a home run against Wichita back in May, as his first double-A hit. Kellen Strom bats seventh and is the right fielder tonight for the Frisco Rough Riders. Then David Garcia bats eighth and does the catching duties. Jax Biggers hits ninth and plays second base for Frisco today. So again, that's Carter, Acuna, Sajacy, Hover, Hatcher, Hicks, Strom, Garcia, and Biggers. The Rough Riders coming off a series victory over the San Antonio Missions, winning 4 out of 6 games over San Antonio back at home, and now we're over .500 in the second half at 11-10. 42-47 on the year, but if the Rough Riders are going to make it into the postseason, most likely will be by a second half title after all the records essentially wiped out at the midway point. So in third place currently in the Southern Division, 3 games out of first place, and a chance to get some revenge against the Wind Surge. Frisco did not win a game in their one series so far against Wichita this season, playing just 5 games in the first half with the Sunday game canceled a couple months ago. And so the Rough Riders going 0-5 against the Wind Surge at home. This is the only other series between these two clubs this season. So the Rough Riders trying to get a little revenge here on the road and win a series against Wichita for the first time they played here since the Texas League Championship of 2022. Wichita has struggled a bit. They're 9-12 in the second half, and that's even a little better in the first half. They're 15 games below .500 overall on the season. That is the worst record in the Texas League in 2023. Well, Chad Donato will throw out the first pitch when we return here on the Riders Baseball Network. Donato and Aiden Anderson, the starting pitching matchup today between the Rough Riders and the Wind Surge. Wichita in their home white uniforms and Frisco in the road grays with the red caps tonight. They'll take the hill and bat first when we return. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play for the series opener from Wichita. Stay tuned on the Riders Baseball Network.
A conversation with Liam Hicks. We'll hear part.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Luis Angel Acuña wins it for the Rough Riders. A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Onya to the warning track. It's out of here!
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a drive. Deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
Holy cow, that ball is smoked. That ball's gone. Jax Biggers pounds one over the Lazy River.
Thomas Sajacy, a titanic blast to left field.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in, he's under it, he makes the catch! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
Well, the last time the Frisco Rough Riders were here in this ballpark, they were dancing up and down and celebrating like kids, the Texas League champions here at Riverfront Stadium. And for the first time in 2023, they return here. As Chad Donato winds back, and the first pitch of the ballgame is on the way to Evan Carter, and it's high and outside. We are underway at 7:07 in the p.m. from Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas. Donato winds back the 1-0. Carter swings, bounces it slowly past the mound out to short. Lee charges, picks, fires, not in time, and it skips away from Sabato, the first baseman down the right side. But the catcher Benuelos backs it up. Evan Carter's got himself an infield single to lead things off in the first inning. A little slow chopper back up the middle. The shortstop, Brooks Lee, who is very capable on the defensive side, could not make the pitch. And Luis Angel Acuña steps in. The Rough Riders with their leadoff man aboard already. Acuña stands in from the right side. The Rough Riders on the road again. Here's the stretch and the pitch from Donato. And just low with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders have been a better road team than they have been at home. Frisco overall this season away from Riders Field has been an over 500 team. And the pitch is chopped foul at the plate, and it's one ball and one strike. Beg your pardon, just under 500 at 22-23. Just 20-24 at home. Frisco with a good opportunity here in a very hitter-friendly ballpark to keep that offense going. Donato ready from the stretch, and the throw over to first base. Evan Carter's back in safely. And a good start with Evan Carter getting aboard with a leadoff single to start off this day offensively for Frisco. Acuña back in from the right side. The Rough Riders just underway here in the top of the first inning. Donato stretches, pitches. Breaking ball tapped off the plate. Slow roller third base side. Donato picks it up. No play. Back-to-back infield singles for the Rough Riders. First Evan Carter, now Luis Angel Acuña. And Frisco not hitting it very hard, but they've got two singles against Chad Donato, who's really struggled this season. Donato, the 28-year-old, 6-foot, 195-pounder out of Cypress, Texas, went to West Virginia, was originally a Houston Astros draft pick in the 11th round of the 2016 draft. He's spent plenty of time in the Texas League pitching with Corpus Christi in both 2019 and again in 2021. First pitch to Thomas Sajacy is high. One ball and no strikes. Pitched with AAA Sugarland last year in the Astros organization, but was granted his free agency after the year and signed with the Twins. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Fastball bouncer left side. Lee charges from short, picks on his second for one, and no throw to first. It was dropped by Schobel on the transfer. And the second baseman able to record the out before dropping the baseball puts runners on the corners for the Rough Riders. One out in the first inning now on the fielder's choice. They go 6-4. Here's Trevor Hover. No score in the top of the first inning. Hover hitting .247 this year with 8 homers and 39 knocked in 73 games. Left-handed batter against the right-hander Donato, who is making his 11th appearance and 10th start this year for the Wind Surge. The first pitch. Fastball, swinging a ground ball foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. 1-5 this year, an .859 earned run average in 36 and two-thirds innings. Just 31 strikeouts to 20 walks. Opponents are hitting a whopping .325 against him, and he surrendered 11 home runs this year in 10 games. The pitch. Upper edge, outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders already with a wonderful scoring opportunity. Runners at first and third with Carter at third and Sajacy at first. Donato peers in for his sign. It's been a lot of first pitch hacking for the Rough Riders today in the offering home. Breaking ball, tagged foul left side, and it's still 0-2 on Hover, the Riders' left fielder today. The Wind Surge in their home white uniform tops and bottoms, the navy ball cap. Rough Riders in their road grays with their Rudd double R ball cap. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batting Hover. Here's the stretch by Donato. And the right-hander throws over to first. So JC back in with a step and a dive. Let's introduce you to the Wind Surge defense behind Donato today. It's Jake Rucker in left, Deshaun Kersey Jr. in center, and Yoiner Fajardo in right field. Junior Severino is the third baseman. Brooks Lee plays at shortstop. Tanner Schubel making his home debut. The pitch is high. And it's 1-2. He plays at second. The number 14 prospect in the Wichita Wind Surge parent club, the Minnesota Twins top 30. Aaron Sabato is the first baseman, and David Banuelos does the catching behind the plate. The pitch home. Breaking ball hit high in the air out to left center field. Kersey on the run to the warning track, peering up over his head, bounces off the warning track and up over the wall. An RBI ground rule double for Trevor Hover, and it puts the Rough Riders ahead 1-0 in the top of the first inning. Well, he got that ball on the outside corner and served it into left center field, one of the deepest parts of the ballpark, and it hit off the warning track over Deshaun Kersey Jr.'s head and bounced up onto the berm in left center field. And Trevor Hover's got himself an RBI two-bagger. And Thomas Ajayi stops at third. Hover pulls in at second with that ground rule RBI double. Well, here's Josh Hatcher, who's made a living out of driving in runs in the AA level so far. 20 RBIs in his first 19 games in Frisco. Runners at second and third, one out the pitch. There's a line drive to left field, base hit. So JC scores. Hover got a great jump. He's flying around third, and the throw is up the line. He slides in safely. It gets away from Banuelos, and that allows Hatcher to move up to second. 3-0 Rough Riders in the first inning. Two-run single for Josh Hatcher. Rough Riders taking it to Chad Donato in this first frame. Two infield singles and then two hard-hit baseballs. A ground rule double to left center from Trevor Hover and a two-run single to left for Josh Hatcher going to the opposite field to drive in two runs. 22 RBIs in 20 games for Josh Hatcher. He just continues to drive in runs, and it's been even better in the month of July. In 13, this is his 14th game in the month. He now has 18 RBIs. A mound visit for the pitching coach for the Wind Surge. This is Dan Urbina, who's out there to chat. Liam Hicks due up. He was Josh's pregame guest earlier today. Really enjoyed that chat that Josh had with Liam. He's riding a six-game hitting streak into this one, hitting .381. 8-21. Time call and the pitch clock violation. Or was it? Nope, it was not. Donato ready from the stretch. He delivers. Swinging a ground ball, left side, lead to the backhand slide off of his glove, out into shallow left field. Hatcher dove head first into third base. He gets up and now hustles home, and it's an RBI single for Liam Hicks off the shortstop, Brooks Lee. Now, Lee tried to slide and get that ground ball in the hole at shortstop. His slide ended up kicking it out into shallow left field. Hatcher thought there might be a play on him at third, so he dove headfirst into third base, and then he picked up his manager and third base coach, Carlos Cardoza, who was saying, go home, and he got up, sprinted on home with no throw. 4-0 Frisco. First pitch to Kellen Strom. He sprays it in the air down the right field line. Fajardo on the run, and he can't get there. It drops in, base hit. Man, the Rough Riders are just ambushing Chad Donato here in the first inning. Hicks up to second base, and Kellen Strom at first with a single. Chad Donato's only thrown 14 pitches, and this is the eighth batter he's about to face. 4-0 Rough Riders, runners at first and second. They've already had six hits in this first inning. Goodness gracious. Here's the stretch in the first pitch to David Garcia. He watches one in the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. It's the first taken strike in the last four batters. In fact, it's the first taken pitch in the last four batters. That's three straight hitters for the Rough Riders who swung first pitch. As this offering is drilled in the left center field, high in the air. Kersey to the warning track, and he watches it hit off the base of the wall. Hicks around third, he comes in to score. Strom stopped at third. It's 5-0 Frisco. David Garcia with a rocket of an RBI double off the wall in left center field. And the Rough Riders continue to pour it on. Five runs on seven hits in the first inning, and there's still just one out. Man alive, what a first inning for the Rough Riders. And wasting no time. Jax Biggers now from the left side in the nine hole. Donato stretches, and he fires in. That one swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. It's the first swinging strike for the Rough Riders in the inning. The first inning has been the problem frame for Chad Donato. He's allowed 13 runs in the first inning this year. That's 13 out of his 35 that he surrendered on the season. Between his first and second innings, here's the stretch in the pitch. There's a ground ball right side off the glove of Sabato. At first, he recovers, fires to Donato. Biggers beats him to the bag. Strom comes in to score, and it's 6-0 Frisco. My goodness. Eight of the first nine reach for the Rough Riders, and back up to the top of the order, it's Evan Carter. Frisco bats around on just 18 pitches thrown by Chad Donato.
The second year, Evan Carter.
This is ridiculous. An air charge to Aaron Sabato. Here's the stretch and the offering home. There's a pop-up down the left side, foul territory, third baseman Severino to the warning track, and it hits off the warning track and bounces up into the netting down the left field line. It's 0-1 on Carter. Well, if you want action-packed, this is it. No doubt about it. Jax Biggers gets an RBI, by the way, on that play, even though it's an error on Sabato. A second error of the inning for the Windsor. Stretch in the pitch. It's fouled away left side by Carter, and it's 0-2. The other error was on left fielder Jake Rucker, allowing Josh Hatcher to come in to score or come in, move to second base on an errant throw to the plate. 0-2 on Carter. Donato delivers. Breaking ball high and away. And it's one ball and two strikes. 6-0 Frisco, top of the first inning. Rough Riders batting around in the first inning of play. Donato stretches, he fires, breaking ball down low and inside. It's two balls and two strikes, and theoretically, Donato could get out of this inning and still come back out for the second because he hasn't thrown many pitches. Averaging just two pitches to every hitter the first time through the order, that's crazy. There's still just one out on a fielder's choice. The inning began with Evan Carter and Luis Angel Acuna back-to-back infield singles. And a fielder's choice, Trevor Hover, an RBI double. Josh Hatcher, a two-run single. Liam Hicks, an RBI single. Kellen Strom, a regular single. Stretch in the offering. Carter swings and misses on a changeup down low and inside and strikes out. And there's the second out of the inning. It's the first strikeout for Chad Donato. And Luis Angel Acuna is the batter for the Rough Riders. Acuna with the infield single back to the pitcher in the earlier in the inning in the pinch. That one's drilled to right center field, down for a base hit. And David Garcia comes in to score. Jax Biggers moves to third. Another RBI hit for the Rough Riders. It's Acuna's second hit in the inning. And it bumps the lead to 7-0. And David Garcia able to trot home from third. Biggers moves to third. Acuna jumped all over it and just rifled it to the right side. Thomas Sajacy stands in, and Ramon Borrego is out of the dugout, and that's going to be it for Chad Donato, as today was not his day. He records two outs in the first inning and allows seven runs on nine hits, and is still responsible for the runners on the corners. A tough day for him, and already Winsurge dipping into the bullpen in the first inning. 7-0 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're still in the top of the first inning, and you missed a lot. It's a pitching change for the Winsurge. Chad Donato exits, allowing 7 runs, 6 earned. Here's Thomas Sajacy with runners on the corners, and Reggie Grace's first pitch misses down low off the outside corner. It's 1-0. So Donato is still responsible for Acuna at first base and Biggers at third. 7-0 Rough Riders in the first inning with 2 outs. Grace ready from the stretch. And he lets it go over to first. Acuna's back in on his feet. But Donato goes just 2/3 of an inning in his start. The Rough Riders have collected 9 hits. 2 of them doubles, 7 singles. Grace, the 23-year-old right-hander, delivers home off the outside corner, and it's 2-0. And what you have to credit Chad Donato with is he was throwing strikes. He threw 25 pitches before exiting 19 of them for strikes. The 2-0. Breaking ball, strike on the upper edge inside corner, and it's 2-1 now on Sajacy. He bounced into a fielder's choice earlier in this first inning, but later came in to score. Grace, the Madison, Mississippi native. The pitch, runner takes off. It's outside. The throw to second. Not in time. Acuna swipes his league-leading 38th base of the season. 3-1 on Sajacy, and Acuna's at second base. Runners at second and third. Rough Riders leading 7-0. And time call. Grace wants a new baseball, and he gets one. Acuna continues on his pace. He's on pace right now for 58 stolen bases this year, which would set the all-time franchise record for the Rough Riders, 54 by Elvis Andrus back in 2008. The 3-1, way outside of the backstop, kicks back to Banuelos, but he can't handle it. Biggers comes in from third, and he slides in to score. 8-0 Rough Riders, and Sajesi down to first on a walk. Acuna to third as well, and there are runners on the corners again for the Rough Riders. So no RBI. Biggers comes in on the wild pitch. Now 8 of the 9 players in the Riders' order have come in to score in this first inning. Acuna is the only man who hasn't. He stands at third base now for Trevor Hover, who hit a rifle shot of a ground rule double to left center field earlier in the inning. Grace ready from the stretch. And after a long hold, he delivers. It's down low and inside. 1 ball and no strikes. Grace making his 14th appearance with Wichita. He's 0-1 with a 4.71 ERA. Started the season with high A Cedar Rapids. The pitch. There's a line drive foul down the right field line. Another one that was probably over 100 miles an hour exit velocity. 1 ball and 1 strike on Trevor Hover. So far in the 13 games, Reggie Grace has struck out 27 over 21 innings, but walked 11. He stretches, and a throw goes over to first to JC back in, but the ball gets away down the right field line, and Acuna comes in to score. So JC up to second. It's the third error of the inning, and now every player in the Riders' order has scored in the first. It's 9-0 Rough Riders. Miscue after miscue for the Wichita wind surge. Goodness gracious. What a tragic inning to start this series. It's wonderful for the Rough Riders, who feel like they can pretty much coast from here on out. They lead 9-0, and there are still 2 outs in the first. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Hover away, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Slider from Grace. Hover doubled on a 1-2 pitch earlier in the inning. 9 hits and 3 errors in the inning. 1-2 on Hover. Here's Grace's pitch. Check swing and a miss. He went around for strike 3, and the inning mercifully comes to an end for the wind surge. 9 runs on 9 hits, 3 errors, and 1 runner left on base. The Rough Riders lead it 9-0. We go to the bottom of the first inning next from Wichita on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Through half an inning, the Rough Riders are on pace for a franchise record 81 runs. They lead it 9-0 into the bottom of the first inning, and Brooks Lee starts it off against Aiden Anderson. What a first inning for the Rough Riders. It's the switch hitter against the right-hander sidearm thrower, and the first pitch is on the outside corner, a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. My goodness, 9 runs on 9 hits for the Rough Riders in the first inning. Here's the stretch and the 0-1. Breaking ball tagged in the air into right field. It drops for a base hit. Well, Brooks Lee has now hit safely in 5 consecutive games. He wastes no time on the second pitch. A line drive base hit into right field. And Brooks Lee, the number one prospect in the Twins organization, the shortstop, having a monster month of July, hitting over .340 now. And here's Deshaun Kersey Jr., who's fifth in the league in batting average, hitting .306. 9-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the first inning. Anderson ready from the stretch and the initial offering home. A fastball at the bottom of the zone, strike one. It's 0-1 on the center fielder. Kersey having a great second season at the AA level. 306, 12 homers, 45 knocked in. The pitch outside. It's 1-1. And he's stolen 30 bases this year. Wichita ran rampant on the bases on Sunday in the series finale against Amarillo on the road. They stole 6 bases. Here's the stretch. A long hold by Anderson, the 1-1. Slider fouled in and out of Garcia's glove. 1-2 on Kersey. Well, the Rough Riders feeling pretty good about where they're at right now in this ballgame. And Aiden Anderson has to feel pretty comfortable with the lead he's been given. He makes his first start of the season. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Inside, nearly hit Kersey. And it's 2-2. Anderson making his first start since August 18, 2022. At the time, it was with AA Reading in the Phillies organization. It's his first start in a Rangers affiliate uniform. He lifts the leg, the 2-2. Breaking ball, hit in the air, foul down the left field line, off the facing of the sweet level and down on top of the dugout, just next to it on the third base side. Still 2-2 on Deshaun Kersey Jr. Anderson has his sign. He stretches from the first base side of the rubber. And the right-hander fires home. Breaking ball fouled back into Garcia's glove. He hangs on for strike 3. And Deshaun Kersey Jr. strikes out. The first strikeout for Aiden Anderson. One away. Runner at first base for Junior Severino. 9-0 Rough Riders. We're on the bank of the Arkansas River, or as they call it here in Wichita, the Arkansas River. It's just about 120 feet beyond the wall in right field, the pitch. And just inside, it's 1-0. It is a picture-perfect day for baseball, 99 degrees, a little bit on the warm side, but sun shining up above and a good breeze rolling through. The 1-0 offering. Outside corner, a slider for a strike, and it's 1-1. Wind blowing out at 20 miles an hour to left field, so bit of a jet stream getting the ball out that way. It carries pretty well that way in general here in this ballpark, and the wind will just help it. The 1-1. There's a pop of foul left side, out of play, and it's 1-2 on Severino, the third baseman, who's second in the league in home runs with 18 this year. Having a great month of July as well, hitting .340 with 3 homers and 9 RBIs in his 14 games. Left-handed batter, knees bent. Anderson peers in over the top of his glove, getting his sign. He's got it ready from the stretch, and he delivers. Breaking ball fouled off his own knee. Off the ground and then up off of it, and it's still 1-2. Aiden Anderson, the 26-year-old, 6'1", 195 pounds, out of Beaumont, Texas. Went to McNeese State and originally signed as a non-drafted free agent with the Phillies organization. Was released in January of this year, and just 5 days later signed with the Rangers. The 1-2. Slider, ground ball foul back behind home. Still 1-2. Had some pretty good connections in this organization. His twin brother Grant with the Rough Riders over the last 3 years and was up in the big leagues with the Rangers. Just got optioned down to AAA Round Rock. And Aiden has been a very good pitcher this year for the Rough Riders out of the bullpen. He stretches and brings it home. Fouled away left side. It's still one ball and two strikes. And while this is his first start, he's been ramping up a little bit over his last couple. 2 2/3 innings on July 16th, and then a season-high 3 innings on July 20th, his last time out at home last week against San Antonio. The 1-2 again. Breaking ball, tapped on the ground softly towards second. Biggers charges, picks, fires onto first, and gets Severino for the second out. Lee down to second base. 2 out, 9-0 Rough Riders, bottom half of the first inning, and here's Alex Isola. Isola, in his last 5 games, hitting over 400. 922. Some of the offensive numbers are a little bit skewed over the last week because they're coming off a series in Amarillo. Here's the stretch. Anderson peers to second and time called. Pitch clock violation on Aiden Anderson. And it's one ball and no strikes on Isola. Wichita lost that series to the Sod Poodles 4-2. Anderson tries the 1-0. Slider inside edge, a strike at the belt. It's one ball and one strike. Overall, Wichita just 2-4 in their last 6, 3-7 in their last 10, and a whopping 5-12 in their last 17 games. The 1-1. Breaking ball outside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. But you wouldn't believe it. The last time the Rough Riders saw the wind surge, Frisco got swept in 5 games back in Frisco. That was in May. Final game of that series got rained out and canceled. It will not be made up. 2-1 pitch. A fly ball into shallow center field. Evan Carter coming in just a couple steps, sauntering towards the baseball, reaches up with his left paw and makes the catch and retires the side in the first inning. So a leadoff single for Brooks Lee and nothing else for the wind surge. No runs on a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Top of the second inning next, it's the Rough Riders 9 and the wind surge nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our 4 Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
To the top of the second inning. The Rough Riders have opened it up already in the top of the first. It's 9-0. Frisco with a monster inning in the first inning. 13 batters to the plate, and here's Josh Hatcher to lead it off against Reggie Grace. First pitch, inside edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders sent 13 to the plate, scoring 9 runs. Every single man in the Rough Riders order scored once. You don't see that very often. The pitch inside, and it's 1-1. Not only do you not see that very often, but it was a very quick inning, remarkably, for 9 runs to come across to score. Grace ready from the stretch, and the offering home. Swing and a miss, and a good breaking ball down, though, and inside. It's 1-2 on Hatcher. combined between Donato and Grace, it was just a 34-pitch inning. That's an average of just 2.6 pitches per batter. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Hatcher strikes out in the dirt. Banuelos back out from behind the plate. He throws on down to first and retires Hatcher on the strikeout, 2-3. It's the second strikeout for Reggie Grace, and there's one away in the second inning, 9-0 Frisco. Now Liam Hicks to the plate. There was one stretch with Hatcher, Hicks, and Strom where they all put the first pitch in play for a hit. Hatcher, two-run single, Hicks single, Strom single, and then Garcia actually took a pitch, believe it or not. Here's the stretch and the offering inside to Hicksie, and it's one ball and no strikes. And then he delivered an RBI double off the base of the wall in left center field. A great inning for Frisco. The pitch home. High to Hicks, and it's two balls and no strikes. The nine runs across for Frisco are their most in a single inning this year. They'd had 3 8-run innings on the season. Stretch in the pitch. Fouled away left side. It's 2-1. The 13 batters are tied for the most they've sent up in a single game, tied with the second inning in May 26th at Arkansas. 9 hits is a new single inning record as well. The pitch. Breaking ball top of the zone, a strike. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Great start for Frisco, no matter what way you look at it. Aiden Anderson also with a scoreless inning in the first. The pitch is fouled back, and it's still 2 balls, 2 strikes on Hicks. Hicks's RBI single was in the left field. It was off Brooks Lee, the shortstop, trying to make a sliding stop in the hole. 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. So 3 consecutive strikeouts for Reggie Grace, and there are 2 away. Kellen Straw makes his way to the plate. A beautiful ballpark at Riverfront Stadium. Almost brand new. It was built to be ready for the 2020 season. And of course, there was no season. Here's the stretch. Pitch home. Strom watches right down the middle, a strike, and it's 0-1. 340 down the left field line, 400 to center, and 325 down the right field line. The gaps play big, more towards center field than actually strict right center or left center. Pitches off the outside corner, back to the backstop, and it's a ball and a strike to the Riders' right fielder, Strom. The playing surface is absolutely beautiful. 360-degree concourse as well. The 1-1. Outside, 2 balls, 1 strike. The bullpens make their home in the alleys. Left center field for the home team and right center field for the visiting team. Beyond the outfield fence. The 2-1. Pins itself to the outside corner of strike, and it's 2-2. Just beyond a parking lot in right field is the Arkansas River. Rough Riders team hotel is just across the river, so nice walk over. 2-2. Swinging a little roller foul towards the wind surge dugout on the left side. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. It's a concrete seating bowl from almost foul pole to foul pole. Down the left side, there's a berm that starts in foul territory on the left field line. And then the suite level up above, including the press box. 2-2. Check swing on a pitch off the outside corner. He was able to hold. We're full at 3 balls, 2 strikes on Strom with 2 outs and the bases clear. 9-0 Rough Riders, top of the second. And a good crowd on hand for a Tuesday night. 3-2 pitch. High and inside, ball 4. Well, Strom has singled and worked a walk today. He's aboard with 2 outs and David Garcia, who doubled the left center to drive in a run his first time up, stands in as a switch hitter from the left side. 9-0 Frisco. There's a seating pavilion out in right center field just above the team store. That is covered. It's a hot day. It's 100 degrees. That cover is very important. Stretch in the pit. High and inside to Garcia with a fastball. It's one ball and no strikes. The sun sets off to our left, and currently the sunshine in Yorner Fajardo's face in right field. Here's the stretch. The 1-0 offering. Fastball fouled off the hands of Garcia back behind home. It's one ball and one strike. All players are still in the sunshine with the exception of the second baseman, Schobel, first baseman, Sabato, Banuelos, the catcher, and the pitcher, Reggie Grace, who has his sign. He's ready from the stretch in the 1-1 to Garcia. It's come out and missed, and it's 1-2 on a fastball right by him. Everyone else still in the sunshine, and the rest of the infield will soon be engulfed in the next 20 to 30 minutes. So just a really nice night for baseball. Windsurge have done such a wonderful job this year increasing their attendance. Over 1,000 per game as compared to last year. The 1-2, breaking ball, lined into left field and hanging up in the air for Rucker, who dives in and makes the catch. Nice play by Jake Rucker coming in. A full out dive in, and he speared it before he hit the grass. Now there's the final out of the second inning on a line drive out to left. The Rough Riders held off the scoreboard. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Bottom second coming up. It's 9-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the second inning from beautiful Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas. Alongside Josh Ward and I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. Aiden Anderson back on the hill. He faces Tanner Schobel. And the first pitch is at the letters for a strike with a fastball. It's 0-1. Schobel making his debut here at home for the Windsurge, playing in his sixth game. The pitch, breaking ball, top of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-2. Very uncomfortable at bat for a right-handed batter. Anderson throws a sidearm pitch. He's ready from the stretch, and the 0-2 again is just high, and it's one ball and two strikes. Schobel, the number 14 prospect in the Twins organization, one of two position player top 30 prospects on this team. The offering. Check swing. He went around for strike three. And Aiden Anderson has his second strikeout, sitting down Schobel on just 4 pitches. He was the Midwestern League tied leader in home runs when he was promoted with 14. And now Aaron Sabato, who has a ton of power from the right side, hitting just 212 this year with 5 long balls. Stretch in the pitch. Slider outside, 1 ball and no strike. Sabato, a true 3 outcomes kind of hitter. Only played in 42 games this year. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. In those 42 games, he has 58 strikeouts and 30 walks. So he takes his walks. He takes his swings and certainly has his fair share of misses there. The 1-1 is on the outside edge, a strike, and it's 1-2. Sabato was a first-round pick back in 2020 and was actually rumored by a lot of pundits to go to the Rangers at number 14, where they ended up drafting Justin Foscue. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs. The fastball for strike three. Three strikeouts for Aiden Anderson, and there are two outs in the second. The Ioner Fajardo to the plate. It's 9-0 Rough Riders. Base is clear. Aiden Anderson makes very quick work. Sabato and Shobo. And here's Ioner Fajardo, who's hitting 291 this season. First pitch. Fajardo slams it foul left side. It's 0-1. Well, Fajardo and Kersey are the two stolen base threats in this order. Kersey has 30 steals. Fajardo comes in with 29. The 0-1. Line foul into the netting left side. Two balls and two strikes. Or I should say 0-2. Beg your pardon on Ioner Fajardo. Bases clear, two outs. And what a start for the Rough Riders in this series. It figures to be a very pivotal six-game series, especially given the fact that the Rough Riders were swept last time by these Wind Surge. Frisco enters in at 11-10 in the second half. Wichita 9-12 in the second half of play. Here's the stretch in the 0-2. High and inside, one ball and two strikes. And when the Rough Riders were swept by the Wind Surge in May, it was part of a seven-game losing streak. And remember us talking about it could possibly knock the Riders out of the first half right there. The pitch. There's a fly ball foul down the right field line, and it's still 1-2, and it did. That was really the difference, is that seven-game losing streak. The Riders missed out on the postseason just a few games, and you figure if they go a little over 500 during those seven games, 4-3, it's a whole different picture. 1-2, fouled back.
You know, the standings, I mean, you cut the league, cut the schedule in half, and so, yeah, seven-game losing streak, that's, you got to take a lot of time to overcome that, because usually you're not going to rip off a seven-game winning streak right after, so to get seven games above 500 over a stretch, it'll take you a while, and pretty impossible to win the first half with that in mind, but the nice thing is second half restarts and the Rough Riders have a winning record in the second half.
Woohoo!
And they're winning this game 9-0. 1-2. Breaking ball foul back into Garcia's glove. He hangs on for strike three. Aiden Anderson strikes out the side in the second inning, and the Riders feeling pretty good about themselves right now. They lead 9-0 into the top of the third, where Josh Warden takes over on the play-by-play when we come back from Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremeren, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
A 9-0 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders into the third inning from Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas. Jax Biggers leads off against Reggie Grace. Righty-lefty matchup in the first pitch is high and away. Ball one on a breaking ball. 9 runs in the first inning. Jax Biggers had an infield single, one of four infield base knocks for the Rough Riders in the same inning. The 1-0 toss. is slash foul over the left side, and it's 1-1 to Biggers. He singled and then later scored on a wild pitch. It was initially ruled a single, infield single, but changed to an error for Biggers. So technically 0-1 on the day, but he did score on that wild pitch, part of the 9 runs in for the Rough Riders. The 1-1 toss to Biggers is high for ball 2. And it's 2 balls and a strike to Biggers.
Now, Josh, that's my fault. They changed it from a hit to an error and then back to a hit.
Okay.
That's my fault.
I don't blame you. There was too much change going on. The 2-1 is hit to center field, fairly deep, but Kersey's able to get underneath it. He stops in right center field and makes the grab. And Jax Biggers is retired.
Let's see, do they tack on an error somewhere on that play? Because there were 3 errors in the first inning.
That is a good question.
Oh, they gave an error on Brooks Lee for kicking the ball into left field.
Right, and that advanced.
Okay, so that was the third error.
Biggers, yes. There's just a lot. The scorecards already are kind of wild. First pitch to Evan Carter is on the inside edge for a strike. Anytime you have to use the second column in an inning, especially in the first inning, it gets you out of sorts a little bit. But it's a good problem to have for the Rough Riders. Here's the 0-1. Carter whacks it to center field. Kiersey on his horse again, running over to right center. He's able to track it down and make the catch above his ball cap. And Evan Carter is retired on a pretty well-hit ball, but Kiersey gets there quickly and closes the gap. 2 down for the Rough Riders in the third. 9-0 Frisco in front.
Not only that, it's just how fast the first inning was. He couldn't keep up. It was crazy.
And the speed of about a 3-run inning. 3 base hits in a row that were all on the first pitch, and Chad Donato exited. With 2 outs, Acuna fouls one back. Luis Angel had an infield hit, one of those 4 for the Rough Riders. The first 2 hits in the inning were both softly touched. Carter and Acuna dribbling it up towards the third base side. Acuna's even more so, a swinging bunt essentially. And you got to feel bad for Chad Donato, who allowed those 2 runners on, and it got worse from there. 2 outs and an 0-1 count to Acuna. He takes one at the knees, and it's strike 2. Reggie Grace entered in that first inning and walked the first guy he saw, but then got a strikeout to end the frame. Here's the 0-2 to Acuna with the bases empty. He checks his swing. It was in the dirt low and away. And now it's 1-2 to the shortstop. Acuna with that base hit. In fact, he had 2 hits in that first inning. Extended his on-base streak. 22 games now in a row for Luis Angel. Here's the 1-2 toss. He grounds it left side again. Brooks Lee runs in, grabs it on the second bounce, throws in time, and Acuna is retired. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Reggie Grace, and the Rough Riders go much more quickly in the third in the 9-run first inning. It's still 9-0 Frisco halfway through the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
great start for Aiden Anderson with some cushion given to the right-hander. 9-0 Rough Riders over the host Wichita Wind Surge in the first game of the six-game series. Bottom of the third inning, Jake Rucker comes up for his first at-bat of the day. A righty-righty matchup to begin the third inning. And the first toss from Aiden Anderson is right over the plate, and strike one to Rucker. He'll be followed by David Bonuelos, also getting his first at-bat, and then the top of the order. Anderson striking out the side in order last inning. He fires in the 0-1. It's hit over the right side and a foul ball. He gets ahead, nothing and two to Jake Rucker. Struck out four today, has Aiden Anderson in his two innings of work. Only one hit allowed and no runs. The 0-2 pitch. Just off the outside on a breaking ball. He almost got Rucker to swing at it. And Jake holds back. The left fielder hitting 230 on the season, coming off a really good game on Sunday. Went 3-for-4. The 1-2 pitch is hit foul up the left side, dribbling to the Wichita dugout, where they operate on the third base side at home. Frisco in the away gray uniforms today. They'll be in the first base dugout all series long. We'll play through Sunday with a couple of day games this series, including tomorrow at 12:05. 1-2 the count. Aiden Anderson comes home. Breaking ball, outer half. He struck out four in a row. Aiden Anderson punches out Jake Rucker on four pitches. And Rucker down. Aiden Anderson cruising right now. Anderson on being a bullpen day, and he is looking like a tremendous starter right now. His career high in strikeouts is 5, and he matches that here with his fourth consecutive. First pitch to Bonuelos is outside for a ball. Struck out one in the first inning, then got a ground out and a fly out to end the frame. The only hit he's allowed is to the very first batter he faced, Brooks Lee, who's on deck. The 1-0. Bonuelos rips this one to left field. That's got carry. That's got juice. It's gone. Bonuelos homers to left field. A solo shot, and Wichita is on the board. They close the gap to 9-1. Snaps the streak of four straight strikeouts for Aiden Anderson. And Bonuelos gets his second home run against Frisco this year, his 8th home run of the season. Easy to tell that one was gone off the bat. As David Bonuelos continues to rack up RBIs against the Rough Riders this season. Had a career high against Frisco earlier this year. Now it's Brooks Lee who steps in from the left side. First pitch to him is below the zone at ball one. 9-1 Frisco in the third inning. Bonuelos, who played against Frisco back in May, he was on the team at that point early in the season. 1-0 pitch is again low, 2-0 to Lee. He had 4 RBIs on the season about a month into the year, just 4 RBIs. And then on May 10th, he had 6 in one game against Frisco at Riders Field. The 2-0 pitch from Anderson is inside. Brooks Lee backs away from it, and he's had 3 balls and no strikes. Bonuelos had 3 hits that day, including a home run, each hit for 2 RBIs. And now he starts out this series with a home run and his first at-bat, only for 1 RBI. Here's the 3-0 pitch. It is on the inside half, and a strike to Brooks Lee. It's 3-1. Base is empty. The Rough Riders ahead 9-1. Good news for Aiden Anderson. He's still got plenty of leeway here with the run support. The next pitch is on the outer half to get the count full. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Brooks Lee. Top of the order, 2 hits allowed from Aiden Anderson. One of them was a single to Brooks Lee. The other, that home run to Bonuelos. Here's the payoff pitch with the bases empty. Lee swings and grounds it foul up the first base side, just about 7 feet away from home plate. And still a 3-2 count to the switch hitter. He hits against right-hand pitchers much more effectively and more often. Most of his extra base hits against righties like Aiden Anderson, including 8 of his 10 home runs. The 3-2 pitch from the righty Anderson is rifled to high and playable right field. Kellen Strom underneath it, waiting for it, and puts it away. Up into the blue sky, and Strom had plenty of time to make about the 10 to 15 feet he needed to journey inwards. And Brooks Lee is put away. Two outs in the inning. Deshaun Kersey is the batter. He struck out against Aiden Anderson back in the first inning. The wind surge coming back to score one run this inning, but they still trail big. The Rough Riders up 9-1 in this first game of the series. The high kick, and Anderson deals a swing and a miss. Kersey, a foul tip into the glove, really, and it's strike one on Deshaun. The center fielder who had two RBIs and a triple on Sunday as they finished out a series before the day off. The 0-1 is outside to Kersey, and it's 1-1. While Frisco was winning 4 out of 6 against San Antonio, Wichita lost 4 out of 6 against Amarillo. The 1-1, Kersey pops it up on the left side. It gets into the seats. And strike two on the center fielder. Kersey finishing out that series against the Sod Poodles with those two hits, a triple, two RBIs. That got to his 100th hit on the season. Is the first on the team to do so, reaching the century mark. And the fourth in the Texas League behind two Rough Riders players, Acuna and Sajacy. 1-2 pitch, he fouls it over the wind surge dugout third base portion of Riverfront Stadium. Two outs, bases empty, and two strikes on Deshaun Kersey. Aiden Anderson trying to limit the damage to just a solo home run here in the third inning. He puts in the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He gets another strikeout and ends the frame. Career high. Aiden Anderson strikes out 6 through 3 innings here in Wichita, Kansas. The Rough Riders lead it 9-1 through 3 innings of play on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate College Night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for College Night on August 5th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
The Wichita Wind Surge may need a lot of arms in this game to come out of the mound. 9 runs already scored for Frisco. And we're only through 3 innings from Wichita. Denny Bentley is the newest arm out of the Wind Surge bullpen. Third pitcher of the day so far. He has a 4.5 ERA for the Wind Surge this season. He's 2-1. Logging 20 innings thus far. He's been with the Twins organization ever since 2018 when he was drafted in the 33rd round. Face Thomas Sajacy to begin his day. 9-1 Frisco, top half of the fourth inning. Sajacy, the third baseman today, hitting from the right side against the lefty. First pitch is right down the middle for a strike. Through 3 innings from Riverfront Stadium, the Rough Riders with 9 runs on 9 hits and no errors. The Wind Surge, 1 run, 2 hits, 3 errors. Second pitch to Sajacy is rifled over the right side, slicing towards the chalk and landing 5 feet foul. Pretty loud foul ball down the right side for Sajacy, landing about 200 feet up the line. And could have been for extra bases had he been just a little bit quicker on the fastball. And strike a 2 on Thomas Sajacy. Denny Bentley played his college ball in the Lone Star State, Howard College in Big Spring, Texas. The 0-2 pitch is outside. And a 1-2 count to Thomas Sajacy. Bentley hailing from Williamstown, New Jersey. And the 25-year-old. It's the appearance against Frisco early on here in the first game of the series. They get to a few different relievers already and trying to tax the Wind Surge bullpen early in the series. With, again, 5 games remaining and a short turnaround
before tomorrow. A 12:05 start on a Wednesday to continue the series tomorrow. Base is empty, 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch. So JC fouls it back in on the knuckles, and it's still 1-2 to Thomas. This is his 300th plate appearance, or pardon me, 400th plate appearance of the season for Thomas and JC. Been up to the plate more than anybody else in the league and leading the team in batting average at .310. 1-2 pitch, grounded foul, left side, past the waiting arms of Carlos Cardoza, the manager, takes a swipe at it, but doesn't get the grounder. And the left fielder, Rucker, has to go retrieve it. Cardoza laughing with the third baseman, Severino, and may have been making fun of Carlos for not snagging it. Well, it's not the easiest play with the bare hand. 1-2 to Thomas Ajayi. Here's the pitch. He hits it on the right side, a high fly ball. Fajardo running over in front of the track. He stops and puts it away. Thomas Ajayi flies out to begin the fourth inning. 9-1 Rough Riders, Trevor Hover, the batter, who's 1-for-2, has the first RBI of the day, the first of 9 runs scored in the first inning. He had a ground rule double to left center field, and that scored Evan Carter. And Hover getting the double. He's 1-for-2 today with the first RBI of the first inning and then the last out of the first inning. First pitch to him here is hit off the hands foul over the third base side, and it's strike one. He didn't have the greatest series against Wichita early in his double-A career. Didn't get a hit last season in 14 at-bats, but then this year he had 5 hits in that first series. The 0-1 pitch is hit hard to right center field. Going back is Kersey to the warning track, and it hits the wall halfway up. Hover speeding to second. He wants 3. The ball bounced back in front of Kersey. He's got no play at third. Trevor Hover speeds in for a triple with 1 out here in the fourth inning. His 4th triple of the season. Trevor Hover banging it off the wall in right center field, and then it bounced back in front of Kersey, who had to retreat back away from the wall. And Hover was sprinting out of the box. He was sprinting between first and second. He gets into third standing. He's now got a double and a triple on the day here in the fourth inning. With 1 out, the Rough Riders trying to score double-digit runs through 4. Infield is into Josh Hatcher. He swings out in front of a breaking ball, and it's strike one. It's Trevor Hover with the triple. His third, I should say, third triple of the season. And he's 2-for-3 with a double and a triple. Infield is in for the wind surge. Here's the 0-1. Hatcher swings again out in front of the slider, and it's 0-2. A lefty-lefty matchup with Denny Bentley and Josh Hatcher, the first baseman today, who has a 2-RBI single to his name back in the first inning, and then he struck out to lead off the second. 9-1 Frisco. The 0-2 pitch. He swings again at the slider and swings over at strike 3. 3 pitches, 3 swings, 3 misses. And that's the second out of the inning. So in order to avoid stranding Trevor Hover at third following his triple, Liam Hicks has to be productive here. The designated hitter steps in. 1-for-2 on the day. 2 outs in the inning. And a runner at third. Top half of the fourth. Frisco leading at 9-1. Here at Riverfront Stadium. Hicks takes a pitch low and away. It's ball one. Gorgeous day for baseball in Wichita. The wind blowing from right to left. The shadows covering the playing surface in its entirety now. Just a little bit of sun out towards right center beyond the playing surface. A 1-0 toss. Hicks checks it foul up the third base side. Barely got the bat off his shoulder, but it clips off his barrel. And now a 1-1 count to Hicksy. 1-for-2 today. At his debut against Wichita back in May, getting called up from the high A level, and his first game with the Rough Riders was against the wind surge. And he had a home run that game. The 1-1 is below the knees, and ball 2 from Denny Bentley. He went 2-for-8 in that series against the wind surge, 3 RBIs, and not the least productive of which, he walked a lot in that series, 5 times, in fact. Here's the 2-1. It clips the outside edge from Denny Bentley. Hicks looks back at the home plate umpire, Ray Patchen, and asks about the call. Doesn't really say much. Just gave him a little look and then turns back to the pitcher. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Hover taking a good lead from third base with 2 outs. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. Hover stays there. A block from the catcher, Bonuelos. And now a full count to Liam Hicks.
If he walks or otherwise gets aboard, Kellen Strom would come up to continue the fourth inning. The Rough Riders haven't scored the last two frames, but they still lead comfortably 9-1. They'd like to get to double digits here and make sure Hover gets home after his triple. The payoff pitch is lifted on the left side, a pop fly into shallow left field. Rucker sprinting in. It lands in front of him. Base hit. Liam Hicks gets the RBI. Trevor Hover trots home. And the Rough Riders get to double digits. It's 10-1. Hicks is putting in a no man's land into shallow left field. Junior Severino, the third baseman, never gave chase. He just stayed on the infield. Not that he necessarily would have had a chance at it. It was deep enough into left that it would have been a long run, but it did hang up in the air a long time. But Rucker, playing deep in left field, couldn't get there. And Liam Hicks has his second hit of the day. It's an RBI to score Hover. And the Rough Riders lead it 10-1. Strom swings, first pitch grounder. Severino bobbles at third behind the back, throws to first, past the first baseman Sabato up the right field line. Hicks gets to third. He's held there. Strom up to second on the throwing error by Severino. Fourth error of the day for the Wind Surge, and the fourth inning continues. Two misplays by Severino. It bounced out of his glove on the grounder. Stayed right next to him. He picked it up and threw in the dirt to first, and Sabato couldn't clean it up. Bounced up the right field line, and both runners advanced 90 more feet. Hicks to third, Strom to second. And now David Garcia, the batter, with two outs in the fourth inning.
And there's a chance they could tag two errors on Severino on that same play. I'm not sure they will, but
yeah, it's possible. You could give him the first to allow Hicks or Strom to reach and then an error to advance both runners. I'm guessing they'll do one, but you're right. Difficult score, a harsh score would give him two. Stick the needle in a little deeper. That would be five errors on the day. It looks like they're just saying one. E5 on Severino. So David Garcia batting from the right side. Bentley deals a pitch over the strike zone in for strike one.
Let's just say it's not been the cleanest day for Wichita.
No. Out of respect for them and to be nice, I hope they just give them one. Still four errors, even if it's just one. Two in scoring position. A one-strike pitch is fouled up the right side through the wickets of Kavika Emsley-Pye. Does a little jumping jack and hops over the foul ball and smiles to the Frisco dugout. Nice athleticism from the development coach and first base coach for the Rough Riders.
That's now over the last 13 innings that have been played against Frisco. Eight errors committed by the opposition. Four today and then four on Sunday by San Antonio.
A lot of gifts that the Rough Riders have received, and they've done the work themselves. And it hasn't just been errors. After all, they have 11 hits today against Wichita. 10-1 the lead, and it could get bigger. Two in scoring position, two outs, but an 0-2 count to Garcia. Here's the pitch. He fouls it over the right side and stays alive. Garcia could have been 2-for-2 today. He had a double off the wall in the first inning for an RBI and then lined a ball to left field in the second inning. And an inning-ending diving catch by Jake Rucker robbed him of a base hit. So he's 1-for-2. Has an 0-2 count. A couple RBI opportunities out there with Hicks at third and Strom at second. Denny Bentley trying to finish the inning. His 0-2 pitch grounded softly to Severino. He fields, has a throw to first. It's accurate this time. And the inning finally does come to a close. One run comes home. Trevor Hover triples and comes in on Liam Hicks's RBI single. The Rough Riders strand two, one error, one run in, and a 10-1 lead for the Rough Riders halfway through the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the bottom of the fourth inning here in Wichita, Kansas. The Rough Riders cruising early on to begin this series. 10-1 is the lead for Frisco. And out of the bullpen to try to protect that sizable advantage is Tristan Polley, left-hander from Indiana State, 2019 draft pick in the 16th round, and with a 4.84 ERA to his name this season, makes his 22nd appearance of the year. The left-hander facing Junior Severino, the right-handed batter, to begin the inning. His first pitch is high and away, and ball one. Tristan Polley with 35 innings so far this season, 37 hits, and 30 strikeouts thus far. But the infield shifted just a bit to the left side. His 1-0 deal to Junior Severino is outside again, ball two. How about the day for Aiden Anderson? Three innings in his start, normally a bullpen guy, so he went even further than expected, had more strikeouts than he has ever had before in his professional career. Six of those. A 2-0 to Severino, a swing and a miss. Good looking off speed from Tristan Polley. It's 2-1. Aiden Anderson allowing two hits, one run. He did not walk any batters, and the career high, six strikeouts for the right-hander out of Beaumont, Texas. 2-1, the count from Tristan Polley. His pitch is just off the outer black, and ball three. Junior Severino has a ground out today. He's 0-1. One of the few guys to not strike out against Aiden Anderson. 3-1, the count to Severino. The pitch is lifted to left field, fairly high. Hover running back to the warning track, and this ball is gone. Severino blasts one out to left center, his 19th home run of the year for the team leader. And it's now 10-2. Wichita pulls within eight. Second in the league in home runs, and Junior Severino blasts one out to left center. 19th of the year for the switch hitter. And a rude welcome for Tristan Polley, who just entered this inning. Aiden Anderson did the same thing, allowing one run on one solo home run, albeit over three innings. Tristan Polley still has some work to do to get out of this inning. Bases empty, Alex Isola the hitter in the fourth. Another lefty-righty matchup. First pitch swing and a miss. Isola out in front. So Anderson allowing just one home run, one run on a home run in his final inning. And Tristan Polley also gives up a solo shot. But the Rough Riders still up 10-2 over the wind surge. The 0-1 toss to Isola. He is off the low outside edge, and it's 1-1. Isola also had a home run against Frisco. That was back in that first series between these two clubs at Riders Field. He went 4-for-16 on the series with one long ball. The 1-1 to Isola is hit to center field. This one more shallow. The park will hold it. Evan Carter moves over laterally a couple steps towards left center, makes the catch. And Isola flies out to medium depth left center. One out in the inning, Tanner Schobel the batter. With a strikeout today against Aiden Anderson, and now he faces the lefty Tristan Polley. The second baseman in this lineup for the Minnesota Twins affiliate of the Wichita Wind Surge. First pitch to Schobel is just off the outside and ball one to the right-hand hitter. He's 3-for-18 ever since getting called up to the Double-A spot. He's from Virginia Tech and the number 14 prospect in the Twin system. 1-0 the count. Pitch is low from Tristan Polley, and it's 2-0. Schobel making it up to Double-A quickly. He was drafted just last year. second-round pick. He's 22 years old. Pairing up in the middle infield with Brooks Lee, the shortstop, the number one prospect in the Twins' minor league system. The 2-0 pitch is hit foul up the left field side, bouncing twice to the Wind Surge dugout. Base is empty for the Wind Surge. 10-2 the lead for Frisco in the bottom half of the fourth inning. One out so far. Tristan Pauly's first inning of work. He comes set for the 2-1 and works in. Off-speed hit towards the left side, grounded into Sejacy's glove. He short hops it, throws to Hatcher, and he short hops it. It's a 5-3 ground out. And that ball hitting the dirt and skipping into two different gloves on that sequence. It goes down as a grounder, and Tanner Schoble is retired. Sejacy almost snaring it on the line drive, and it bounced just in front of his glove, and Hatcher had to pick out his throw, and Sejacy threw a little bit shy of Hatcher's glove, but he made easy work of it. Two down, bases empty. Aaron Sabato is next. First pitch to him is outside and ball one from Tristan Pauly. Trying to do the same thing that Aiden Anderson did last inning. Facing one over the minimum, and although he did allow one hit, a home run, there's a lot of room to work with for the Rough Riders, leading 10-2. The 1-0 toss is inside as Sabato, and it's 2-0. Sabato DHing today. He struck out on a fastball against Aiden Anderson. Part of a 3-up, 3-down, strike-them-all-out situation for Anderson back in the second inning. He ended up going 3 in the ballgame. Pauly's 2-0 pitch is low. Garcia trying to frame it back up into the zone and doesn't get the call. 3-0 the count to Aaron Sabato. He's hitting .212 on the season. The bases are empty for the DH. 3-0 the count. We'll see if he's green-lighted here. He does not swing. It was outside and a four-pitch walk. Sabato is aboard. Joiner Fajardo follows him in the Wind Surge lineup. 10-2 Rough Riders in the bottom of the fourth inning. Wind still blowing steadily from right to left here in Wichita. Outfield playing fairly deep, especially in left. Hover, the left fielder, would have to deal with ball carrying a little more. He's seen two home runs go his way over his head, one last inning and one this inning. But the Rough Riders in front by 8. First pitch to Joiner Fajardo from Tristan Pauly. Bends in. Nice looking slider that catches the zone. Away from Fajardo, bending away, but it hit the front door for strike one. Fajardo checking in with a .290 average, 0-for-1 today. Next pitch to him, a flailing swing. He goes halfway around, and that was enough to break the wrist. Strike two on another breaking ball. And he goes just enough to count as an attempt. Strike two, and 0-2 from Pauly. A four-pitch walk, but then he's 0-2 on Fajardo. Here's his next pitch. Another partial swing. This time Fajardo did hold back on a pitch just outside, and it's ball one. Left-hand hitting a right fielder. As a speedster, when he gets on base, his next deal will be his 30th of the season. Here's the 1-2. He swings and a ground ball. First base side past Hatcher. A fair ball up the line. Getting up to second base, Sabato turns and now speeds to third. The throw in from right field. They wave Sabato around. The throw goes into third base and it gets past to JC. And now Fajardo will sprint home on a little league home run. And two runs come in for the Wind Surge to make it 10-4. A triple plus an error with Kellen Strom having difficulty digging it out in right field. He threw into Hatcher, and the first baseman's relay to third base was not in time and low and got past a JC. And Joiner Fajardo sprints all the way around and scores. A little league triple inside the park home run. He scores. It's still 10-4 Frisco. It'll go down as an error on the first baseman, most likely. Josh Hatcher throwing over to third. And so two runs come in on the sequence. The craziest part is Aaron Sabato had stopped at second base. He was the lead runner, and he scored without a throw. And if anything, Hatcher probably had a better chance at getting the runner out at home than he did at third. He probably didn't realize that Sabato had paused at second base. He didn't know where that ball was, had to turn around and then realize he could get to third, and then was waved around home, and he scored without a throw. Jake Rucker, the batter, with the bases empty. He swings and misses at the first toss. After a mound visit, David Garcia, the catcher, talking with his battery mate.
And, of course, that's all on communication. That's on David Garcia, the Riders catcher, to be calling out where you're going to throw to because he has his back to the ball.
The 0-1 is outside to even the count.
I should say the runner, the back to the runner, so he doesn't know where those runners are. So that communication has to come through Garcia. But still, that is, you know, you don't want compounding mistakes when you're up by double digits or close to it.
A line drive left side under the glove of Sid J.C. goes down to the dirt trying to snag it, and it's into left field for a base hit. Jake Rucker singles through the left side, and Sid J.C. looking down at the dirt and kicking over some rocks over there after he was almost able to make a diving stop on the bouncer. But it's the third hit of this inning. David Bonuelos is next, who homered last inning off of Aiden Anderson. Now Jordan Teagues, the acting pitching coach, walks out of the Frisco dugout and will have a conversation with Tristan Pollitt. Nobody throwing yet in the Rough Riders bullpen out in right center field. Pollitt trying to at least finish this inning. The good news is for Frisco, although there has been a couple of mistakes, one error in this inning and three runs in, there's still plenty of cushion. 10-4 is the advantage. Scoring nine runs in the first inning. Tacked on one more in the fourth to cancel out a run that Wichita got in the third inning. So the lead got back up to nine runs. And now it closes back down to a six-run margin, but Frisco still happy to have that lead. Jordan Teagues gives a pat on the back of Tristan Pollitt and walks back off. Pollitt hoping again to finish this inning, but if it does go another batter or two, Nick Starr would be the next one out of the bullpen for Frisco. But Jordan Teagues and Carlos Cardoza hoping to not pull that trigger until next inning at the earliest. Two outs, a runner at first for the wind surge. Right-hand hitting catcher David Bonuelos is at the dish. Pauly's 24th pitch of the inning is just off the inside of ball one. Bonuelos homered to left field on a screaming line drive to the grassy berm out in left. That was his eighth home run of the year and his 30th game of the season for Wichita. Pauly's 1-0 pitch is hit again to the left side, this one fouling on the ground, and it's 1-1. Beautiful day for baseball in Wichita, the sun glinting over the buildings out in right center field. The shadows covering the playing surface now under the lights here on a Tuesday. 1-1 pitch, nice looking off speed from Pauly pulling the string. And Bonuelos swings out in front for strike two. Won't see the same sunset tomorrow. 12:05 the start time on a Wednesday. Then back to night games after that. The 1-2 pitch is in the dirt. And ball two, David Garcia scooping it well and thinks about a back pick to first base. But Jake Rucker was near the bag and he holds it first.
Is that AM or PM?
We could do a midnight game. They used to do that, or still do that, in Alaska. Kellen Strom's played a midnight game. He's the right fielder today for the Rough Riders, but a little bit harder in Wichita. The 2-2 pitch is rifled down the left side, a hard-hit liner foul into the netting. They always do that up in Fairbanks every summer in the Collegiate Baseball League up in Alaska. But you don't even really need the lights. I mean, they turn the lights on, but the sun barely sets. But you'd have to play in the pitch black and dark if you wanted to do it at 12:05 tomorrow morning. I'd be down just for the experience of it. Wouldn't get much sleep, but one time in the season, why not? Let's do it.
You can do it.
you would take the night off. I'm calling all nine innings.
I'd be like, you got it, Josh.
All right, I'll do it. I wouldn't do it every night, but one time, sure.
Morning doubleheader.
Yikes. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss. Tristan Pauly finishes it off with a strikeout and ends the frame. One runner left on, three runs in. But the Rough Riders do hold on to the lead. 10-4 is the margin. Four innings of work complete in the books from Kansas. Zach Bigley is back on the call, well-rested on this early evening ball game from Kansas. 10-4 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bring the beat in.
Top half of the fifth inning in Wichita, Kansas. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. The Rough Riders leading by a score of 10-4 over Wichita in this series opener. Jax Biggers starts it off for Frisco. It's 9-1-2 against Denny Bentley. The left-hander for Wichita with long, curly brown hair surrounding his shoulders out of the back of a navy ball cap. Here's the stretch left on left of the pitch. Biggers swings, sprays it foul out of play on the left side. It's 0-1. 10 runs on 11 hits and one error for the Rough Riders. On the other side, it's 4 runs on 5 hits and 4 errors tonight for Wichita. Bentley from the stretch in the 0-1. Breaking ball hums across the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Rough Riders scoring 9 runs in the first inning of today's game. 1 run in the fourth. 0-2. Biggers watches a breaking ball flutter away, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wichita with a run in the third and 3 in the fourth inning. Stretch in the 1-2. Popped up on the infield, the shortstop Brooks Lee sprinting in near the mound. He's there to make the two-handed catch above his ball cap. One out in the fifth inning for Evan Carter. Wind blowing softly out to left field on this gorgeous night. Carter 1-for-3. Fourth time through the order already as we play in the fifth inning. Bentley's pick. Just outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Carter, an infield single to the shortstop Lee in the first. Struck out later in the inning and then flied out to center in the third, but hit it well. 1-0. Low and outside with a breaker, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Carter continues to swing the bat well. Since his return from the injured list on June 9th was when he entered onto the injured list. June 21st was when he came back. 2-0. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 2-1. Hitting .333 in the 26 games since his return. And when talking to Kennedy Landry of MLB.com, he said something was very telling. The pitch fouled straight back, and it's 2-2. He said, "I felt like I was able to play through that wrist injury, but it really wasn't his best self. It wasn't 100%. So going on the injured list and making sure he had time to recover and come back 100% was the best thing he could have done. And that completely describes Evan Carter for you. A guy who always wants to be there every single day and be in the lineup and try to help his team win. But he had to realize that sometimes the best thing you can do to help your team win is to take some time off, make sure you're healthy, make sure you're not injured anymore, and make sure you can be the best version of yourself." Here's the stretch left on left, the 2-2. Swinging a little roller up the first baseline. Sabato's got it. Race to the first base bag, and he just beats him for the second out. Well, he fielded that, looked up, and saw Evan Carter barreling down the line. He had to put a little extra juice into his run to the bag, and he was just able to beat him by half a step. Luis Angel Acuna. The Rough Riders batter now, 2-for-3 with a couple singles in the first inning. Scored a run and drove in a run. The pitch. Just low, and it's 1-0. Right-handed batter against left-handed arm. Top of the fifth inning, 10-4. Rough Riders out in front of the wind surge. Bentley stretches, and the 1-0 pitch to Acuna. Swinging a little tapper, foul left side. 1-1. Acuna with an RBI single to right field in the first inning on the first pitch he saw, giving him his 28th hit on the first pitch this season. By far the most in the Texas League and top five in the minor leagues. 1-1, slips low and away, and it's 2-1. He has two of the Rough Riders' 11 hits tonight on the offensive side. Bentley stretches and offers home. Flicked foul out of play on the right side. It's 2-2. Infield back and very slightly to pull for Acuna. The shortstop can spray the ball all over the yard. Bat pointing skyward. Out in front of him, he swings at the pitch and grounds it softly up the middle. Brooks Lee's got it at short. Fire to first. Not in time. And Acuna's got himself his second infield single and his third hit of the ball game. It was a soft ground ball to the shortstop, Lee. Instead of charging it, he waited for it to come to him, fielded it, and threw on to first. But Acuna, with blazing speed down the first baseline, beat it out. And he's aboard at first base. Third hit for Luis Angel Acuna tonight. For Acuna, his season high is 4 hits in a single game. Stretching the pitch to Sajacy is down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-1. He has yet to have a hit in today's game. He's the only Rough Riders player without a hit today. He's walked and reached on a fielder's choice. At the knees, down the heart of the plate, a strike, and it's 0-2. And so JC entered into the game, hitting .351 in his last 38 games. Back in from the right side, and the throw goes over to first base. Acuna back in. Acuna has reached safely in 22 in a row, the longest such streak for a Rough Riders player this season. Another throw goes over, and he's back in on his feet. Acuna, the first player to reach in 20 in a row or more for the Rough Riders since last year when Kellen Strom reached in 37 straight. 2-2. Runner takes off, bounces in the dirt to the backstop. Acuna's got his second steal of the day. And he thought about going to third, but Manuelos was right there with the baseball just in case. 1-2. Acuna with 39 steals now. Tops in the Texas League. It's been a while since Acuna has stolen multiple bases in the same game. So JC back in from the right side. 1-2, 2 outs, runner at second. Riders lead it 10-4. The pitch. Swing and a miss. So JC strikes out on a high fastball, and he's down swinging. Well, Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors, runner left stranded at second base in the top of the fifth inning. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning next. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 10, the Wind Surge 4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
All Rough Riders in this one so far. Bottom half of the fifth inning, it's 10-4 Frisco. Top of the order for the Wind Surge, Brooks Lee leads it off to Sean Kersey Jr. and Junior Severino after that. Tristan Pauly back out on the hill in his second inning of work. And the initial pitch to Lee. Outside the right-handed batter now, and it's one ball and no strikes. Brooks Lee, the number one prospect in the Twins organization, is a switch hitter. His first at-bat from the right side today. 1-0 pitch. Low and away in the dirt, and it's two balls and no strikes. Lee singled in the first inning, flew out to right field in the third. Wichita has not had a lot of problems with the offensive side this year. They are middle in the pack in a lot of offensive categories. 2-0 pitch. Outside corner, strike one, and it's 2-1. But problem has been the pitching, and that's what reared its ugly head so far in this game today. Chad Donato had a tough start. The pitch is cut on and missed off the outside corner on a changeup. It's now two balls and two strikes. Donato exited the ballgame in the first inning, recording just two outs. Ended up surrendering nine runs, eight of them earned on nine hits. Bumped his ERA up over 10 on the season. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Now Tristan Pauly gets the strikeout with a changeup off the outside corner, and he works back from down in the count 2-0. To strike out Brooks Lee for the first out of the fifth inning. His first strikeout of the outing, and Deshaun Kersey Jr. makes his way in. 10-4, Rough Riders lead it. Home half of the fifth. Here's the stretch, and Pauly delivers in. Swinging a ground ball to second. Easy play for Biggers. He scoops it up off the dirt and throws out Kersey. Two outs. Junior Severino makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders leading by six. The mark of this series might be who has the better starting pitching performance between the two teams overall. These two teams have really struggled on the starting staff side of things. Here's the stretch, and the left-hander's first pitch to Severino. He takes it low and inside, one ball, no strike. Severino led off the fourth inning with a home run against Pauly. For the second run of the ballgame for Wichita. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. Inside corner, a strike. Count evens at one ball and one strike. Wind Surge entering into today's game had a 5.50 starters ERA this year. Eighth in the league out of the 10 teams. The 1-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. The Rough Riders, unfortunately, a 6-2-1 starters ERA, which is last in the Texas League. We'll see what that ERA looks like, though, after this start today. Here's the stretch, and the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Big rip by Severino, and it's 2-2. He was looking for his second home run of the day. In fact, we can tell you what that starters ERA looks like. Here's the stretch. Pauly the 2-2. way outside. 3-2 with 2 outs and the bases clear. Riders lead by 6 in the bottom of the 5th. It's a 5.68 starters ERA, still not quite matching the Rough Riders, but these two teams have struggled on the starting side of things, and you have to imagine the team that wins that battle between the two starting pitchers. The 3-2. Strike 3 called. Got him on the inside corner at the knees. Tristan Pauly strikes out 2 in a 1-2-3 fifth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the 6th. It's 10-4. Rough Riders lead it on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hi, this is Trevor Harbour with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Trevor Hover leads it off for the Rough Riders. They go to the top of the 6th inning. It's Hover, Hatcher, and Hicks. Middle third of the order for Frisco against Denny Bentley, who's back out for his third inning of work from the bullpen. Bentley, the left-hander, against the left-handed batting Hover. First pitch. Sails high and outside. It's 1-0. Rough Riders lead it 10-4 over Wichita. Hover has tripled and doubled today. He's 2-for-3. Here's the stretch and the offering. Just outside, it's 2-0. Great day for the Rough Riders on the offensive side. 10 runs on 12 hits. Bentley ready from the stretch. And the left-hander issues home. High and outside, 3-0. Rough Riders have not only had a good day on the offensive side, but have pitched pretty well also. Aiden Anderson with a brilliant start on what was a bullpen day for him. The pitch. Outside corner, a strike at the knees, and it's 3-1. Anderson allowing one run over his three innings with a career-high 6 strikeouts. Left on left, the 3-1 pitch. Outside edge, called strike 2. 3-2 on Hover. The sun starting to set here in Wichita. Lights have taken effect at Riverfront Stadium. Payoff home. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs for strike 3. His third strikeout in relief. One out, and that brings Josh Hatcher to the plate, who's 1-for-3. 2-run single and a run scored back in the first. He's struck out twice since. Left on left again to the pin. A chopper to the right side. First baseman Sabato's got it. Takes it to the bag himself, and there are 2 outs. 2 up, 2 down quickly for the Rough Riders, leading by 6, and Liam Hicks saunters to the plate. Hicks is 2-for-3 with 2 RBI singles today, extending a hitting streak to 7 games now. Pitch is a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. So over the hitting streak, Hicksy, now hitting 10 for 24, which is a 417 batting average. The pitch. A little roller back to the hill off Bentley's glove, back behind the mound. He barehands and no play onto first. Liam Hicks has his third hit today. Well, Bentley tried to reach out up to his right, and he gloved it, but it was on the tip of his glove. It came out of his glove, back behind the mound. He jumped out back there, barehanded it, looked to first, and Hicks was nearly at the first base bag. So Liam Hicks with his third hit, all singles, and Kellen Straw makes his way in. Frisco leading by six in the top of the sixth inning. Straw a single in the first, a walk in the second, and he reached on an error in the fourth, and he swings and misses on the first offering. It's 0-1. Big time rip. A 9-run first inning for the Rough Riders. It propelled them to this lead right now in the pitch. Upper edge outside corner, strike two, according to home plate umpire Ray Patchett. Casey James, our first base umpire. Clay Williams, our third base ump today. This three-man Texas League umpiring crew that we've seen many, many times this year. Five crews in the Texas League, and they rotate. Stretch, 0-2, bounces down in the dirt for ball one. One ball and two strikes on Kellen. Strom went through a tough skid over the last couple weeks. He's just 3 for his last 24 entering into the game, but having reached officially twice tonight, hoping to turn that tough stretch around. The 1-2. Swing and a miss and a high fastball for strike three, and it retires the side here in the sixth inning. The Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning next. It's the Rough Riders 10 and the Wind Surge 4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Hi, this is Ever Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Starr comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Frisco leading by a score of 10-4. You look up on the video board, and was that Luis Angel Acuña's?
I'm not sure whose baby it was, but that was Kaylin Carter.
Yeah, it was Evan Carter's,
Carter's wife.
Kaylin Carter. Alex Isola leads things off from the right side, and Nick Starr deals with a righty-righty matchup to begin things. Tristan Pauly done in relief, and the first pitch from Starr is bounced back up past the hill. Acuña fields on the run from short and lofts it onto first base in time for the out to get Isola on the first pitch. One away.
Do you think the video people had any idea that they're showing a opposing player's wife on the video board?
If they do, they've done their homework.
Yeah, I doubt they have pregame meetings. All right, here are all the players' wives. If you want to show them, sure. I mean, you don't have to, but Kaylin was flashing a nice smile. She was enjoying the game, and she should. Big lead.
The first pitch is a strike on the outside corner to Schobel, and it's 0-1. He's 0-2 today. All right, some trivia for you, Josh, as we are trying to institute this, I guess, every single game now going forward. The pitch. Breaking ball, ground ball to the right side, no trivia. Jax Biggers got it at second, fires to first in time, and there are two outs. We can get it in from this inning. Aaron Sabato stands in now. 10-4 the score, Rough Riders lead it. All right, so the Rangers right now are on top of the division. They have a two-game lead on the Astros. They currently lead or trail 4-1 to the Astros in that game in Houston. And unfortunately, if they fall tonight and then fall tomorrow, they have a chance to be tied with Houston for the division lead. The pitch. There's a fly ball into left field. Kellen Strom coming in. Or I should say that's Trevor Hover out in left field. He makes the catch. And there's the final out of the sixth.
No trivia.
So much for trivia.
We'll do it next inning.
No trivia. All right. Let's see. That was a four-pitch inning for Nick Starr. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top seven next. He'll be on the play-by-play. Josh Warden when we come back. 10-4 Rough Riders in the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Through six innings from Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas, to begin this six-game series, the Frisco Rough Riders with 10 runs, 13 hits, one error in the Wichita win surge with four runs on five hits and four errors. Curtis Taylor into the game to face David Garcia. First pitch is swung on and missed to the switch hitter. Garcia, the catcher today, 1-for-3. And Curtis Taylor celebrating his 28th birthday today. Has to really hold Frisco in check with his team down by six to the Rough Riders. His second pitch is inside, almost clips the sternum of David Garcia, backs away from it, and it's 1-1 for the right-hander. Taylor, who was originally drafted by the Diamondbacks in 2016, a fourth-round selection, now in the Twins organization. The 1-1 is fouled right back, and it's 1-2. He has a 4.91 ERA this season with the win surge. And 22 appearances in 25 innings. All right, there was some trivia on deck, and now we're probably going to have three pitches remaining in this inning. But I'm not great at mid-2010s MLB trivia, so no promises to the fans out there, but you can figure out if you know it off the top of your head to what Zach Bigley has cooked up. The 1-2 pitch to David Garcia. High and away and a breaking ball. It's 2-2. All right, what you got?
Okay, so the last time the Rangers won the division was
2020?
It was 2016.
Dang it. They made the playoffs in 2020, right? No.
They did not.
Okay. 2016. Not doing great so far.
Oh, boy. Off to a bad start.
Here's the 2-2 offering to David Garcia. He swings over the breaking ball on a slider, and Garcia punches out. Happy birthday to Curtis Taylor, celebrating his 28th, and he strikes out the first man he sees. One out, base is empty. Jax Biggers the batter. Rough Riders leading it 10-4. All right, it'll only go up from here for me, so keep going.
Okay, so 2016.
Uh-huh.
Baseball looked a little different back then.
A little bit.
Can you name the baseball leaders in the three major categories? Just...
Here's the first pitch. Biggers watches it on the outside corner for a strike.
The three old school categories, batting average, home runs, and RBIs.
I cannot. Okay, I'll try.
Batting average, home runs, RBIs, you said?
Yes.
Okay, let me think here. Here's the 0-1 to Jax Biggers. He lifts it on the left side, slicing towards the line. Rucker running over. The left fielder has just enough time to get underneath it and puts it away. Jax Biggers flies out to the left fielder.
And if you think you know, you can tweet at us at Riders Baseball. And I will give you this one's tough. I'll give you credit for anybody in the top five that you get.
Okay, 2016. Oh, boy. Was Yasiel Puig up there?
In what?
RBIs. First pitch is lifted by Evan Carter and hard hit to straightaway center field. Kersey running back to the warning track, makes the catch, and bumps up against the wall with his back to the fence, and there's the inning. Well, I would have gotten them all correct. I just ran out of time is the only problem. Okay, is he in there in RBIs? Yes,
no. We'll keep going to the bottom of this.
All right, we'll take this a little further. It's a 10-4 lead for Frisco into the bottom of the seventh inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Nick Starr remains in the game on the mound for the Frisco Rough Riders, his second inning out of the bullpen. And leading 10-4 over the host Wichita Wind Surge, he's facing a left-hand hitter in Yoiner Fajardo to begin the inning. The righty Starr set to work to begin the bottom of the seventh. First pitch grounder past the mound. Second baseman Biggers over to field, throws on the run, and gets there in time. Nice play by Jax Biggers to sprint inwards towards the mound and throw back across his body. And on the first pitch, there's an out. And I have a feeling we're not going to get through this trivia with one pitch and one out. This will take us into tomorrow at this rate. It's Jake Rucker, the batter. Right-hand hitter, bases empty, 10-4, Frisco, bottom of the seventh. Okay, 2016, who are the best hitters, top five?
Batting average, home runs, runs batted.
Yeah. Okay. First pitch to Jake Rucker is high and in on a breaking ball. It's ball one.
Oh, my gosh. Someone took a pitch.
All right. Mookie Betts.
Betts is a great guess. He hit .318. He was seventh that year.
All right. I'm in the ballpark at least.
Yes.
The 1-0 is low and outside, 2-0. Was Nelson Cruz up there in home runs?
Or he was second with 43.
All right. Good. I'm just happy to be around there. I don't even need to win. I just want to be part of the game. I want a participation trophy. The 2-0 is put over the right side in a fly ball. It's 2-1 from Nick Starr to Jake Rucker. Okay, Nelson Cruz up there. Was Albert Pujols in the vicinity?
He was fourth in RBIs.
Okay.
119.
Mike Trout in any of those three categories? A ground ball right at the plate at the very end of the bat and hits the dish, bounces backwards for a foul ball. 2-2 to Jake Rucker.
Trout was 10th in batting average, hitting .315. He won the MVP that year.
Okay.
Led the league in war.
How about
10.5 war season.
Okay. The 2-2 to Jake Rucker is hit hard to right field. Kellen Strom takes a few steps back. He's able to camp underneath and makes the catch as he reaches the warning track. And there's two outs, so the base is empty. Nick Starr has retired all five batters that he has faced.
I'll give you a hint for the home run leader.
Yeah.
It was the only season he led the league in homers.
Okay.
Came up with the Angels.
Okay.
And this was his only year with this team.
But it wasn't the Angels.
And it wasn't the Angels.
Is he still in the league?
Oh, beg your pardon. It was his first year with the league. He spent 4 years with this team.
Okay. Bonuelos takes his strike. David, the catcher, is behind 0-1.
And he is no longer in the league. His last year was 2019.
Oof. But he never did play for the Angels.
No, he did.
Oh, he did. Okay. The 0-1 pitch is on the outer half for his strike. It's 0-2. Bases empty. Two outs. Bottom of the seventh inning.
His first 4 years were with the Angels.
10-4 Frisco. Fastball on the outer half. Got him looking. A three-pitch strikeout. The inning is over. All right. Tell me that one, at least. I want to know.
Mark Trumbo.
Oh, Mark Trumbo.
47 homers in 2016.
Him in a while. Okay, I'll keep on guessing wildly when we return and get many more wrong answers. The Rough Riders doing well, however. Seven innings complete, 10-4 the lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Luis Angel Acuña to lead off for the Frisco Rough Riders, followed by Thomas Ajayi and Trevor Hover into the eighth inning in Wichita, Kansas. It's a 10-4 lead for the Rough Riders to begin this series. Curtis Taylor remains in the game as the reliever for Wichita. The Rough Riders a little more quiet offensively of late. 9 of their 10 runs in the first inning, added one in the fourth, and haven't scored since, but pitching has held up. A couple quick innings from Nick Starr, retiring 6 in a row in his bullpen appearance. Acuña's ready to go to begin the eighth inning. Here's the first pitch. A big hack and a pitch up and in, and a strike one. All right, still guessing players in the top, first, ideally, but top part, 2016 in home runs, RBIs, and homers.
Batting average.
Yeah, I said homers twice. The 0-1. I just care about homers. I'll say it twice. Okay, let's go batting average, actually. I'm going to try to take a couple hacks at somebody who's hit well. Gene Segura.
He was 6.
Okay.
Hitting .319 that year.
Okay.
For Arizona.
It's a little too late. I mean, Ichiro is towards the end of his career. He didn't hit well that time. He wouldn't be up there.
No.
Yeah. Who did I just say? Yeah, D. Corden? Would he have been?
Wasn't in the top 10 that year.
Okay. 0-2 the count after the foul tip for Acuña, leading off the eighth inning. Perhaps a future top 10 in batting average. The pitch from Curtis Taylor to the right-hander Acuña. Breaking ball swung out in front. Strikes out him 3 pitches. And now Thomas Ajayi, the batter, with one out and the base is empty.
National League.
Mark Canna?
No.
Too early. Freddie Freeman.
It's a good guess, but it's not in that top 10.
Okay. So JC steps in from the right side. Infield pushed over to the left just slightly. Taylor's first pitch is inside. And ball one to the right-hand hitter.
National League West.
Okay. Let's see here.
Currently in the league, but not with this team anymore.
1-0 pitch is hit high to center field and fairly deep, but Kersey gets back into right center and makes the grab. And so JC flies out to the center fielder. Trevor Hover is next with 2 outs and the base is empty. Since we started this trivia, I think every batter has gotten out. Nick Starr's retired 6 in a row. Curtis Taylor has retired 5 in a row. Okay, Trevor Hover, the batter.
This would have been great in the beginning of the game.
9 runs were scored in the first inning, although everyone was swinging at the first pitch, so he wouldn't have gotten it in the top of the first either. First pitch to Hover is on the upper outside corner for strike one. National League West, was it a Dodger?
It was Colorado Rocky.
Chris Bryant wasn't there yet. Who was with the Rockies in 2016? 2 outs. Here's the pitch to Hover. He checks his swing. It was in the zone anyway. Strike two.
Okay, we got 2 strikes, 2 mega hits. They were both Colorado Rockies, leading in runs batted in and average, 2 different players.
Oh, boy. Okay, for all you fans out there, I didn't watch MLB in 2016 in particular, so I'm flying blind here. You probably know it. I'll know the names.
One's with the Cardinals.
To Hover is in the dirt for a ball. With the Cardinals now?
Now.
Okay. I don't know where Tommy Edman has been. Well, Paul Goldschmidt has been.
He was in Arizona.
A few different teams. He was the Diamondbacks at that point. Cardinals now. No, Nolan Arenado.
Yep.
Duh.
Nolan Arenado. Obviously.
Oh, my goodness. Here's the 1-2 is outside for ball two.
And then batting averages now with the Yankees.
Who's with the Yankees now? Who is with the Rockies then? Was LeMahieu with the Rockies?
DJ LeMahieu hit .348 to win the batting title in 2016.
Man. Here's the 2-2 to Trevor Hover. It is down and in. The inning continues. Ball three. Have we gotten all the categories? Have I been missing something yet?
Yeah, that's the three
we
right
got
there.
Them.
LeMahieu won the batting title, Trumbo the home run title, and Arenado the RBI title.
Wow. First guess on each of them. give or take.
Nailed it.
Give or take a lot. Oh, man. Here's the 3-2. Hover flies it left side, a high pop fly that gets towards the grassy berm, and it lands just in the grass, and some kids scatter for it. 3-2 to Trevor Hover. Finally a long at-bat to allow me enough chance to remember the most obvious. I should have known Arenado.
Yeah.
What was I thinking? I don't deserve to be on the mic right now. The payoff to Hover. He grounds it off his foot back to the mound and goes down to a kneeling stance. Hit it off his right foot. He wears a shin guard there, but his cleat is unimpeded. Now finally gets back up and looks up into the sky and walks it off a little bit. Hopefully it'll be okay. He's sniffing a cycle. Probably won't be able to get there. He needs 2 more results. He needs a home run for one. He does have a triple and a double, so he doesn't need to leg out any long hits. He could just launch a home run and use that slightly injured foot to trot around and get a little base hit. But, of course, 8th inning, probably his last plate appearance of the night. But the Rough Riders will get a trip to the plate in the 9th inning no matter what happens. Leading 10-4 in the top of the 8th. 2 outs and bases empty. Hover 2-for-4. Double, triple, and then 2 strikeouts. Another payoff pitch from Curtis Taylor. A high fly ball to center field. Kersey running back. On his horse to the warning track. Turns out, reaches. It bounces off the wall. Hover to second base. He'll take a short turn and stop there. His second double and 3rd extra base hit of the night for Trevor Hover. Holy smokes, he's been crushing baseballs today. A ground rule double, a triple, and this one stayed in the yard, bouncing off the track and then hit the wall. And Trevor Hover had him having himself a day. 2 out base hit for Trevor Hover. He's up to 14 doubles now on the season. Plus that triple earlier, Josh Hatcher is the batter. 14th hit of the evening for the Rough Riders, complementing 4 errors from the wind surge. Curtis Taylor's first pitch is fly to left field, slicing towards the warning track. Rucker backs up to the track, reaches up and makes the catch. A late break towards the wall. He ran a little shy where that ball was ending up. He had to run backwards for a moment, but the inning is over. Trevor Hover stranded at second after his double, and the Rough Riders are content with their 10-4 lead. And a bottom of the 8th inning. Nick Starr back to work when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Starr, who has been perfect so far, six batters faced, six outs. Now the top of the order coming up, the three guys he has not yet encountered. Brooks Lee steps in, hitting from the left side. The switch hitter to begin the eighth inning, 10-4 Frisco. The first pitch cuts the zone for a strike and a fastball from Nick Starr. Inning, the infield pushed over to the right side. Thomas Ajayi with a lot of room, the third baseman playing halfway between the front and the back of the dirt. Luis Angel Acuna behind the bat. The 0-1 is hit towards Acuna, over his head in a shallow center. It lands in front of Carter, and he plays it on a hop. It kind of takes a weird skip. He has to reach out back where he came from to snag it and make sure it didn't get past him. It's a single for Brooks Lee, and he's 2-for-4 today. Deshaun Kersey Jr., the batter, 0-for-3 today. He normally hits really well in batting second in the order, which he is doing this evening. He hits .425 on the season in the spot he likes. Gets to see another hitter be the guinea pig and then come up to the plate. He hits .306 on the season. But again, .425 when he's hitting in this spot in the order. He swings and fouls it right back to the netting for strike one. But he struck out twice today and grounded out. And his first chance against Nick Starr on the series. Bottom of the eighth inning, 10-4 Frisco. Out hitting Wichita 14-6. 0-1 the count from Nick Starr. He kicks and a fastball fired past the barrel of Deshaun Kersey. Doesn't get it on the swing. Texas Rangers trailing the Houston Astros in a Lone Star matchup 4-1. Hoping to come back and hold the lead in the division. A foul ball back of home plate, and Kersey stays alive. Great day for Trevor Hover today. His third extra base hit last inning. The left fielder has tied a series high for the ball club. The Rough Riders have had a couple times a player has gotten to three extra base hits. Most recently, Luis Angel Acuna back in June. Another 0-2, another foul ball. Left side this time, lifted over the sweeps on the left field side, and it's still 0-2 to Deshaun Kersey. How about that for Trevor Hover? Been the highlight of what has been a tremendous day offensively. 10 runs without a home run. The 0-2 is again fouled over the left side. This one closer to fair territory. So JC gives chase, but had no chance at it, bouncing towards the seats on the left side. Wichita has actually out-homered Frisco today, 2-0. And yet, Rough Riders leading comfortably. Wichita has hit multiple home runs this season. They're 20-11. But on their way to suffering a loss today. Another 0-2 pitch from Starr. And another foul ball. Kersey hits it off the catcher, Garcia, this time. And stays alive once again. Fourth straight foul ball for Deshaun Kersey. Well, the Rough Riders tomorrow turn to Ryan Garcia against the reigning player of the week, and David Festa, a starter for Wichita. 12:05 to start. Another 0-2, a swing and a miss, and a ball in the dirt. Kersey was swinging at everything, and he was making contact with everything until the very end. And he strikes out on a back foot slider. Nick Starr puts him away. Seventh pitch of the at-bat, and they were all strikes from Nick Starr. Starr, who's thrown 22 pitches, 20 of them for strikes. He is attacking the zone. First pitch to Junior Severino is a rare ball. Unless he went around on appeal, he did not. So just the third ball thrown by Nick Starr today in his third inning of work. He's allowed just one hit. That's Brooks Lee, who's standing at first. One out in the inning. Rough Riders ahead 10-4. Bottom of the eighth inning continues with the 1-0 pitch just off the outer black. And it's now 2-0 from Nick Starr. Severino striking out looking back in the fifth inning facing Tristan Pauley. And then it's been Nick Starr ever since. The 2-0, and it's on the inside edge, 2-1. It's the 108th strikeout this season for Junior Severino to lead the team. There's six players in the Texas League with 100 strikeouts this season hitting. The 2-1 is down and in. Three balls and a strike to Severino. The Wind Surge have two of those players. He and Jake Rucker have both reached an ignominious plateau at 100 Ks on the season. The 3-1 to Severino is just down and in. Nick Starr allows the second base runner of the day. It's a walk to Severino. Pushes Brooks Lee up to second base, and the Wind Surge, who need a lot of base runners here, down to their final 5 outs. Have two runners aboard, and Alex Isola, the hitter. The longest hit streak for either team is being threatened right now. There aren't a whole lot of long hit streaks going on for either squad, but Isola has a 7-gamer. Any player in either roster does not have any hit streak that long. He's 0-3 today, though. He takes the first pitch for a strike, and it's 0-1 from Nick Starr. A fly out, another fly out, and a ground out for Isola. Got 12 homers and 16 doubles on the season, hitting .258. Right-hand hitter sees the 0-1, swings at a pitch way down and away. And it's no balls and two strikes to Alex Isola. Two runners on for Wichita and one out.
Rough Riders are asking Nick Starr to go 3 innings tonight. This would only be the 4th time in his career and the first time since 2019 he will have gone 3 innings.
His pitch count looking better just because of how many strikes he has been throwing today. There's the 0-2, a ground ball hugging the line. It is foul, just wide of the bag, almost clipped the pillow itself on a screamer rolling past the third base bag that started fair, maybe up the line, just a few feet before it got to third. It traveled foul. Well, Nick Starr, who is about to throw his 30th pitch of the day, has only thrown 6 outside the strike zone. 0-2 to Alex Isola, 2 aboard and 1 out. Here's the pitch. He shatters his bat, and a pop-up to the third baseman lands in front of Sajacy, foul. And Isola will have to go grab a new bat, being absolutely sawed off and then some. Came in on the hands on a tremendous pitch from Nick Starr. He wishes that one traveled just a few feet further and gave Sajacy a chance to catch it.
It was a fastball with really good movement, yeah, just riding in on the hands.
It's a pitcher's pitch right there. And that bat shatters into several pieces, some shards coming off of it, and only landed about 50 feet away from home plate. Another 0-2 pitch, another bat. Isola ready to go. Breaking ball swung on and whiffed. Nick Starr puts him away, shatters a bat, and then shatters his spirits. Isola strikes out. Second one this inning for Nick Starr. And third punch out of the day.
That's the longest that Starr has gone, 2 2/3 innings, since May 18th, 2019.
Wow.
A long, long time. And go even further back, last time he went 3 innings.
One more out to get, and he can put 3 innings in the books. First pitch to Schobel is low for a ball. Tanner Schobel at the plate 0-3. The best part of it is it's been scoreless in these almost 3 innings. Only base runners he allowed have been this inning, a walk and a single, but he could strand both of them. The 1-0. And
is outside, a bit low to Tanner Schobel, and it's 2-0. Halfway through the 9 o'clock hour here in Wichita. Quick turnaround tomorrow, 12:05 the start time. A 2-0 pitch to Schobel. Breaking ball hit down the left field side, foul. Karam's out the netting on a fairly hard hit ball from Schobel, but just a strike. He's had two ground outs and a strikeout today. This is the part of the order that Starr faced when he began his appearance. If he had gone 1-2-3 this inning, he would have not had to face anyone a second time. But he started out well the second time through the order. One guy he has faced twice, Isola, he struck him out. And now facing Schobel for a second time, he got him to ground out the first time. The 2-1 pitch to Schobel, he swings over it, strike two. And Nick Starr, one strike away from going three innings for the first time in 4 years.
That's his best slider of the day right there, just buried it away.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. 10-4 lead for the Rough Riders. Here's the pitch. Fastball just got a piece of it. Swinging at the top of the zone, and Tanner Schobel fouls it back to the backstop. Two balls and two strikes remains the count to the second baseman. Nick Starr cruising, trying to put a cherry on top what has been a great relief performance on the day. Eighth inning continues. The 2-2 in the dirt, blocked by Garcia to hold Lee at second and Severino at first. The wind surge still could make a game of it. One swing would cut the lead in half. 10-4, though, the advantage for the Rough Riders, so fairly comfortable. Trying to win this first game of the series and get their first win of the season against Wichita. Three balls, two strikes from Nick Starr. The payoff upcoming to Schobel, trying to finish out the inning. It's fouled right back to the netting towards us. And the bullpen out on right center, Michael Brewer is loosening. Most likely Starr, especially if he can get this out, will be able to finish the inning. Even if he allows a walk or a soft single, may stay in. We'll see. Another payoff pitch. It is fly to right field. A high towering pop-up into shallow right. Strom running in. He's there. He makes the catch. And the inning is over. Nick Starr, three innings. Scoreless baseball for the right-hander. And tremendous work from Nick Starr today. Two runners left aboard here in this inning. On a single and a walk. No runs across. 10-4 the lead for the Rough Riders into the ninth inning now here in Wichita. Zach Bigley brings us home when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 6th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more, thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment on August 6th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Liam Hicks leads it off for the Rough Riders in the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders lead the wind surge 10-4. It's Liam Hicks, Kellen Strom, David Garcia, 6, 7, and 8 for the Rough Riders in their order. Here's the stretch and the first pitch on the way, and it's at the bottom of the zone, a strike. It's 0-1. New man out on the hill for the wind surge. The offering is cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. It's Francis Peguero who takes over. Peguero, the fifth pitcher used today by the wind surge. Member of the wind surge last year as well out of the bullpen. He's making his 18th appearance this season. 2-3 with a 6.75 ERA. The pitch is low and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. In 21 and a third innings, 15 strikeouts to 7 walks for the right-hander. Peguero leans in for his sign. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Busted a fastball by him at 95, top shelf. One away. And here's Kellen Strong. Francis Peguero pitched against the Rough Riders in the championship series last year, giving up the grand slam to Scott Capers in game one in Frisco. And Kellen Strom just caught a fly ball out for the final out of the bottom of the eighth inning. And the first pitch, low and outside, one ball and no strikes to Strom, who's 1-for-3 today. He caught the final out in this ballpark and Rough Riders championship series clincher last year. Peguero stretches the 1-0, swing and a miss. Went upstairs with the fastball again. It's one ball and one strike on the Riders right fielder. He was in left field last year in the championship series game. Peguero the pitch, high and outside. Two balls, one strike. Rough Riders winning that finale in the 10th inning. Final score of 7-5. 2-1. Breaking ball, fouled away. Right side, up over the overhang and out into the parking lot behind the stadium. Two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders with 10 runs tonight on 14 hits and one error. Wichita, 4 runs on 6 hits and 4 errors. Rough Riders with a 9-run first inning today in the opener. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball high out of the zone, and Strom went fishing up above the zone for strike 3. David Garcia stands in. Left-handed batter is a switch hitter against the right-handed pitching Peguero. Peguero was not with the team when the Rough Riders played the wind surge earlier this season. First pitch. Garcia watches at the knees, a strike with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Garcia, an RBI double in the first inning as part of that 9-run frame for the Rough Riders. 0-1. Swinging a hard grounder, foul right side, 0-2. The Rough Riders and the wind surge will play game 2 of this series tomorrow at 12.05 p.m. A day baseball game. Ryan Garcia gets the start for the Rough Riders tomorrow. 2-8 with a 6.82 ERA against David Festa, one of the top prospects for the wind surge. 2-2 with a 4.79 ERA. The pitch. Swing and a miss. First strike 3. So Francis Peguero comes in and strikes out the side in the ninth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom half of the ninth inning next. Rough Riders in charge, leading 10-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with the multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our 4 Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all in the same night. Sunday, August 20th with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the ninth inning. John Matthews comes out to replace Nick Starr on the mound, and he faces Aaron Sabato, Yorner Fajardo, and Jake Rucker, the three due up in the ninth inning. It's 6, 7, and 8 in the order for the wind surge. Rough Riders leading 10-4 and looking for a series opening victory. John Matthews making his second appearance for the Rough Riders with his new release as a sidearm pitcher. Here's the stretch in the first pitch. Just low, and it's one ball and no strikes. He went back to Arizona a few weeks ago, returned back to Frisco last week, and had a tough first outing. But as he said, he's just trying to work out the kinks still. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch to Sabato. Slider fouled back, and it's 1-1. He said in Arizona he made a lot of hitters really uncomfortable and felt really confident. In his words, he said, double-A hitters are a little bit better than the guys you face in Arizona. And he's certainly right. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1 on the way. Inside. Nearly hit him, and it's two balls and one strike. But he said he feels confident about it, and he's excited to implement it again. And so here he is for his second appearance as a sidearm pitcher. He stretches. The 2-1. Slider, swing and a miss off the outside corner. That was a nasty pitch, and it's 2-2. Okay, well, that slider looked good. A lot of movement on that sweeping slider off the outside edge at 74. He stretches in the 2-2, a swing and a miss. Got him front edge. Yep, it was hung on to by David Garcia. Strike three, and there's one out. John Matthews with the strikeout. Riders leading by six in the bottom of the ninth inning, and Yorner Fajardo stands in. Matthews said he's working with a five-pitch mix. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Outside edge of strike, and it's 0-1. 88-mile-an-hour fastball. He'll have two fastballs. One, the four-seamer that he kind of rises. The sinker that he throws in the bottom of the zone. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss on a nasty slider away, and it's 0-2. Two different sliders, and then a changeup as well that he's throwing as a split finger. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2. Way outside. One ball and two strikes. 10-4 Rough Riders here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Frisco trying to win their third in a row. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch to Fajardo. Swinging a ground ball left side. That's through and a left for a base hit. So Fajardo against the shift rolls it down the third baseline and singles with one out in the ninth inning. Here's Jake Rucker. Rucker 1-for-3 today. Riders leading by six, bottom half of the ninth inning. On a very comfortable Tuesday here in Wichita. Matthews ready from the stretch. They won't even hold Fajardo on. And the first pitch is a slider that slides its way inside. One ball, no strikes. Riders' first and only trip up here to Wichita, this beautiful ballpark here in Riverfront Stadium. Trying to win game one. The 1-0 pitch from Matthews. Fouled away right side. It's one ball and one strike. John Matthews could have success out of the bullpen with this new arm motion. That would really help the Rough Riders. Frisco's bullpen has been good, but not great over the last few weeks. Matthews readies, And fires in the 1-1. Runner takes off, pitches outside, throw to second, is high into center field. And that allows Fajardo to move up to third. I don't know why Garcia was throwing there. He wasn't even being held on at first base, so it wasn't even really a close play necessarily, but it is a stolen base in E2. Second error for the Rough Riders, sixth combined error between the two teams today. Matthews ready from the stretch, and the offering home. Slider fouled off Garcia at the plate. Two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders bullpen against San Antonio last week had to throw a lot of innings, 35 and a third innings in the six games. They had a 3.82 ERA. Only allowed one homer. The pitch popped up on the infield. Matthews on the mound. Called off by Sejasi, who makes the catch running up the hill. And there are two outs. Looking like Kate Bush out there. Those are our fans of Stranger Things will get that one. Josh did not understand it.
Is a Stranger Things reference?
Well, not really. Kate Bush running up that hill.
What? What
it's a
is
song. Okay.
Oh,
never mind.
I've never seen Stranger. I didn't watch it. You want to watch it later tonight?
Sure. Okay. We got nothing to do tomorrow, right?
Sure.
We only have a day game. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Banuelos. It's a breaking ball. High and outside. One ball, no strikes.
Forgot about that.
You do have to watch Stranger Things, though. It's really good.
Is she an actress?
No.
Oh, no, she's the artist that made the song.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll explain it to you later.
Okay.
Pitch is grounded to the left side. So JC's got it at third. He straightens, fires to first. Ball game over. Rough Riders win it 10-4 over the Wind Surge to start off this series. Big win for the Rough Riders. A 9-run first inning. And they win it 10-4 over the Wind Surge. Josh Wharton doesn't watch Stranger Things, but he'll have your post-game show next. 10-4 Rough Riders win it over the Wind Surge on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, I don't know who Kate Bush is, but I know who played well in Wichita tonight. Well, the Frisco Rough Riders winning 10-4 over the Wind Surge to begin a six-game series, and the Rough Riders coming off a series win against San Antonio. So, continuing a good trend for Frisco. They're now 12-10 in the second half, 43-47 overall this season. Wichita continues to drop its season worst record, league worst record. They're 37-53, and since the midway point, they're 9-13. It's actually hard to pick out who did play the best individually for the Rough Riders. You could point to Trevor Hover, three hits, all of them for extra bases, two doubles and a triple. It wasn't the only one with three hits. Luis Angel Acuna had three knocks as well, three singles. So did Liam Hicks. Acuna stole two bases. as well. And was one of, well, everybody scored. Hover was the only one who scored twice. Everyone else scored once in the first inning, and then Hover was the one to get to double digits, tripling in the fourth inning and then scoring on Hicks's RBI single. And then pitching-wise for the Rough Riders, there were two really good performances. Aiden Anderson struck out a career-high six in his start that went three innings. Gave pretty good length for the Rough Riders, who only needed four pitchers today to get through a bullpen day. Tristan Pauly went two innings, allowed three. The Nick Starr really highlighted the middle to late portion of the game. When the offense slowed down, the Rough Riders did not score after the fourth inning, which could have been a recipe for disaster, allowing Wichita plenty of time. That's the one downside of getting ahead early. The other team has a lot of time to get back into it, and Wichita did get four runs between the third and fourth innings, but Nick Starr shut it down. In the sixth, seventh, and eighth, he did not allow a run, didn't allow a base runner until his final inning, and ultimately went three innings, just one hit, no runs, one walk, three strikeouts for his longest appearance since 2019. John Matthews closed it out with a scoreless ninth inning, and the day was done with a 10-4 win for the Rough Riders today in Wichita. It's a quick turnaround, so the Rough Riders are trying to keep their bats hot for tomorrow's 12:05 start. We'll tell you a little bit more about that before we close out on the postgame show. That's the good news for the Texas Rangers. The bad news is a loss today to the Houston Astros. They made it close in the end, scoring two runs in the ninth inning, but falling 4-3 to the Astros. Other scores around the Rangers system, the Hickory Crawdads getting blown out today to Hudson Valley, 16-5 at the high A level. At the single A level, Down East edged by Fayetteville in extra innings, 3-2. Round Rock is down to El Paso 5-2 in the seventh inning back in Texas in El Paso, partway through that ballgame. With the Texas League scores around the horn tonight, Arkansas at home defeats Northwest Arkansas 4-3. Midland over Amarillo 7-5. Tulsa is leading Springfield 5-3 in the ninth inning, and San Antonio, after losing the series to Frisco, starts out in the wrong foot against Corpus Christi. Shut out tonight at home, 5-0. Well, in tomorrow's ballgame, Ryan Garcia takes the hill for the Rough Riders on a day game. It's his second day game. He pitched an education day earlier this year back in Riders Field, and so he'll try to do that again and get another early start, this time against David Festa and the Wichita Wind Surge. 12:05 the start. The Wind Surge just 2-8 in day games this year. And Frisco tries to keep that trend going. Look to get three games above 500 in the second half. Well, again, final score 10-4 tonight here at Riverfront Stadium. We'll play five more games here this week. Again, early game tomorrow. Don't tune in the evening. You will get no baseball tomorrow night. 12:05 the start. And then back to night games after that until a Sunday day game to close out the series. Our next home game, by the way, next Tuesday, Midland comes to town for a six-game series beginning August 1st. Well, for Zach Bigley, I'm Josh Warden, signing off here in the postgame show. Pregame at 11:50 tomorrow and first pitch at 12:05. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening, everybody. So long from Wichita, Kansas.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!